Still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Disney is trying to spin dross into gold, and the media are there. They are eating it up. According to our legacy media, Disney has heroically stood up to the predations of Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, you'll remember that this whole fight started because last year, Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature pushed a bill that said that you cannot sexually indoctrinate kids up to the age of 8 in the state of Florida. That's now been extended all the way through high school, that you're not allowed to teach kids sexual orientation and gender identity nonsense in the classroom. And Disney put out a statement saying this was just terrible. They opposed it with every fiber of their Mickey Mouse being. You must trans the kids. It's very, very important that small children be told that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and that wherever you put your dingleberry, well, you know, that's just the same. It's all the same. There's just pure moral equivalence between all forms of sexual activity and all the rest. And Disney, Mickey Mouse, is going to stand behind this particular form of morality. It was very, very important that Disney take a stand. And Ron DeSantis was like, well, so here's the deal. If you guys decide to use the special privileges that we, the state of Florida, have given you to get involved in ultra-crepidarian pursuits in which you decide that you are going to simply sound off on everything that affects the state of Florida, but nothing that affects your business, well, you know, you don't need that special tax district anymore. Because guess what? You don't get to take the special tax benefits. You don't get to take the carrot without the strings that are attached. That's not how any of this works. Now Disney is fighting back according to the media. So how are they fighting back? They are fighting back by pulling the plug on a $1 billion development in Florida. According to the New York Times, in March, Disney called Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida anti-business for his scorched-earth attempt to tighten oversight of the company's theme park resort near Orlando. Last month, when Disney sued the governor and his allies for what it called a targeted campaign of government retaliation, the company made clear that $17 billion in planned investment in Walt Disney World was on the line. Does the state want us to invest more, employ more people, and pay more taxes or not? Said Robert Iger, Disney's chief executive. Now, there are a lot of people in the state of Florida who voted for Governor DeSantis, including people like me, my entire family, that say, well, hold up. So if the choice is between corporations that take special tax benefits and then use that largesse in order to press forward a bunch of social leftist garbage that undermines the standard of living in the state of Florida, keep your jobs in California, if that's the actual choice. But as it turns out, that's not really what's happening here. What's actually happening here is that Disney is now spinning the fact that they are in a state of economic freefall as a woke corporate stand. On Thursday, Iger and Josh D'Amaro, Disney's theme park and consumer products chairman, showed they were not bluffing, pulling the plug on an office complex that was scheduled for construction in Orlando at a cost of roughly $1 billion. It would have brought more than 2,000 Disney jobs to the region, with $120,000 as the average salary, according to an estimate from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. The project near Lake Nona Town Center was supposed to cost $864 million. Recent price estimates have been closer to $1.3 billion. Disney had planned to relocate as many as 2,000 employees from Southern California, including most of a department known as Imagineering, which works with Disney's movie studios to develop theme park attractions. Now, here is the thing. Disney was probably not going to do this. They announced the project in 2021. That was not under Bob Iger. That was under Bob Chapek. You remember, Chapek got his ass canned. And they brought back Bob Iger from retirement to try to get Disney out of the state of freefall that it was in. D'Amaro said in an email to employees on Thursday, he cited changing business conditions as a reason for canceling the Lake Nona project. He said, I remain optimistic about the direction of our Walt Disney World business. He noted that $17 billion was still earmarked for construction at Walt Disney World over the next decade, growth that would create an estimated 13,000 jobs. I hope we're able to. The memo did not even mention Governor DeSantis. But the company's battle with the governor and his allies in the Florida legislature figured prominently into Disney's decision to cancel the Lake Nona project, according to two people briefed on the matter, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations. A spokeswoman for Mr. Iger said he was not available for an interview. So basically what happened here is that Disney does not have the money or the wherewithal right now to build a $1 billion project in Orlando. How do we know this? Because it is perfectly obvious to everyone. They lost subscribers last quarter for the first time ever. It was like 4 million subscribers they lost. Meanwhile, Disney has had to lay off something like 7,000 people. In fact, it was just a week ago or so that they announced that they were laying off a significant number of people. And that was CNN that was pointing out that Disney was in the midst of mass layoffs. I mean, this is literally from March 27th. Quote, Disney CEO Bob Iger on Monday said his company will begin laying off staff starting this week. The first of three rounds of expected cuts following his announcement in February, the company would axe 7,000 jobs. He put out a memo saying, quote, the difficult reality of many colleagues and friends leaving Disney is not something we take lightly. In tough moments, we must always do what is required to ensure Disney can continue delivering exceptional entertainment to audiences and guests around the world. So that's about 3% of its global workforce. Iger, by the way, back in November, actually announced that this thing was on the chopping block. Okay, so this notion that this is something new, like it's brand new, that they're deciding to kill the project, that is not true. Again, he said way back when, in November, that they were thinking about killing this thing. This is according to WDWNT, which is Walt Disney World News Today. CEO Bob Iger is hosting a town hall meeting today, November 28th, to discuss the company's future and address Lake Nona relocation. At this time, Iger is not prepared to change the current plan, but the relocation was delayed already until 2026. Iger said he had not made a decision and would look into the potential ramifications of relocating versus staying in California. Now, it is worth noting here that nobody seemed bothered by the fact that he was considering moving all these jobs from California. Right? California losing jobs is sort of the natural status quo. It's the natural state of affairs. It's when Disney doesn't move the jobs to Florida that all of a sudden there's a hue and cry. So apparently California losing jobs is just the thing to be expected. Florida not gaining jobs is supposedly a massive change to the status quo. We'll get to more in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station for a snack. Most of the time, you're probably fine. What if you come back and you see someone driving off with your car? Like, let's say it's Baltimore or something. Well, here's the thing. You need a VPN for the same reason. You don't just want to leave your data out there for anybody to grab. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, like your passwords, financial details. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to hack somebody. Some cheap hardware is all you need. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past that ExpressVPN encryption. It's really easy to use. One button, click it to download it. One button, click to activate. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro for that extra 3 months for free. So Governor Gavin Newsom thanked Disney, quote, that's 2,000 plus jobs that will be welcomed back with open arms to the Golden State. I love the fact that he has to rely on the largesse of Disney just not to move the jobs in the first place. Disney, of course, is trying to suggest that this is an act of heroism. But here's the thing. Buried way down in this New York Times article is the actual truth. The Lake Nona campus, about 20 miles from Disney World near the Orlando International Airport, had been championed by Bob Chapek. Iger, who came out of retirement to retake Disney's reins, was much less enthusiastic about the project, even before the company became mired in its battle with DeSantis. As soon as he returned to Disney, Iger began telling lieutenants, for example, it made little sense to move Imagineering so far away from the Disney movie studios. As he is fond of saying, creative teams need to be together. And Iger has been systematically reversing Chapek's decisions since he joined. In February, he announced that Disney would restructure its inner workings, ending a framework put in place by Chapek. In March, as part of wide-ranging layoffs, Iger shut down a 50-person metaverse project that Chapek had started. Disney's in the midst of cutting $5.5 billion in cost. In fact, Disney, just this week, announced that it would close an underperforming luxury hotel at Disney World. That luxury hotel was the Galactic Star Cruiser Experience, which lasted for about 5 seconds. It launched in March 2022, and its death date is May of 2023. That was all it was essentially was a hotel that looked very much like the inside of a Star Wars ship. So if you like living on a submarine for $6,000 for a weekend, it was your kind of place. It was a place where, like, the pictures look cool, but you actually wouldn't want to shell out that kind of money just to stay there. And again, that is, so is that also Ron DeSantis, or is it possible that Disney is having serious, real issues business-wise, and they are seeing a very convenient way of spinning this into Bob Iger being some sort of hero of the left? I think we all know the answer to this. In fact, there is an account on YouTube. All he does is basically cover what happens at Disney. It's Mickey Views. He explained the cancellation, pointed out, guys, this is just the economics of the situation. It has nothing to do with DeSantis.
For those of you who don't know, the Lake Nona project was previous CEO Bob Chapek's plan to build a new Disney headquarters inside of Florida in Lake Nona, a very nice planned community that is up and coming that you have near the airport in Orlando. It's a beautiful area. We made a video here on the channel about 2 years ago taking a look at where this office was going to go, the land that Disney acquired. The media is spinning this cancellation as being due to DeSantis and the hostile business environment, which he helped to create with Disney. I've been hearing for months that this is just a Chapek-era project that Iger wants nothing to do with. Look at how fast all these Chapek-era projects are just crumbling, turning to dust. You know, the reality is that Disney has huge bills coming due on the streaming side. They're having issues on the earnings side of things, paying to build a big new campus, a big new headquarters in Florida, making people move from California, which is very unpopular internally and part of why Chapek was so unpopular inside the company. Iger's wiping his hands clean of this whole thing.
And here's the thing. You can see this perfectly well. You can see this perfectly well. This has nothing to do with DeSantis. Now, again, even if it did have something to do with DeSantis, and if the choice for conservatives was between corporations that required largesse of government, like special corporate favors, in order to then take that money and turn around and club you socially in the halls of government, then the answer would be no. That is not a bargain that any conservative should stand for. Now, businesses are free to speak about whatever they want. They are. They're free to speak about whatever they want in any realm. But they are not free to take my money and your money and get special tax benefits, and then to use that largesse in order to involve themselves in areas of the economy that have nothing to do with them, things that are not even economic in nature. I think most conservatives understand this at this point, that if you leave the field completely empty for the left, that basically corporations get to become tools of left-wing governments, taking the benefits and then pushing left-wing policy. And meanwhile, the government is left-wing, pushing left-wing policy. Then there is no point of actual opposition that can be formed. And if the deal for Disney is the minute that that link is severed, the minute you lose the special tax benefit, and you lost it because you effed around and found out that you all of a sudden are going to run some other state that's going to provide you with the largesse to be able to be as left-wing crazy as you want, including the transing of the kids, and you get the tax benefits, well then, good riddance. Catch you later. But that isn't the actual story here, again, as I keep pointing out. As I keep pointing out here, Disney is doing this because they are losing money. Disney has a problem. Here is a chart of Disney stock price. A Disney stock price starting in 2021. Okay, look at that. As of, like, February of 2021, it was trading at close to $200 a share. If you look at that, the height of that stock price, it is now trading at some historic lows since, like, 2018. In fact, apart from the brief period at the beginning of the pandemic, when all stocks crashed, what you see is that they're now at the lowest ebb in their stock price on average since like mid-2022 that they've been any time in the last 5 years. They're losing subscribers. The stock price right now is trading at like $93.76. That's what it closed at yesterday. At its height, it was trading at almost $200 a share. So it is down by more than half in terms of its stock price. So I'll put it up to you. Do you think that this was Bob Iger looking at the fact that they have been bleeding money and saying, we're not spending $1 billion on a campus that just moves some employees from one state to another? Do you think it's that, the bleeding of the money? Or do you think that he was just that invested in making sure that third graders could read genderqueer at the library? Which one do you think it is? The media, of course, are eating all of this up. By the way, the hypocrisy of the media on these matters is truly astonishing. So do you remember, there was a time, wasn't that long ago, it was like 2020, that Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, irrepressibly stupid representative from Brooklyn. You remember that she almost single-handedly killed Amazon relocating a jobs headquarters in New York City. It would have meant somewhere between not 2,000 jobs like Orlando, 25,000 and 40,000 jobs in the city of New York. And what was she angry about? She wasn't angry that Amazon's some sort of right-wing corporation, because it's not. It turns out that Amazon is a pretty left-wing corporation. What she was really angry about was gentrification. Oh no, people will move and bring jobs into New York City. And so the project was killed. And then AOC suffered zero media consequences because the media said that she was some sort of hero for the little guy. Nothing like losing jobs for no reason, not to protect children, not to actually fight back against some sort of ideological crusade, just because She was quote unquote or anti-big business. She was a heroine for killing not 2,000, 25,000 to 40,000 jobs in New York City. So the hypocrisy of the media knows no bounds whatsoever. It's insane. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Already coming up, Donald Trump responds to the supposed battle between Disney and Ron DeSantis. Get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, friends. RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke with notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump has now sounded off on the battle between DeSantis and Disney. Here's the thing about Trump. The reason that his fans like him, like his Uber fans like him, is because he will hit anybody with anything at any time. As I've said before, he's basically like a Warner Brothers cartoon character. He's just, There's a fight. Donald Trump reaches into his pocket, and you don't know whether he is going to take out a pincers or whether he's going to take out a chainsaw or perhaps a rubber hammer or perhaps a fish. No one knows. No one knows. Okay, so people who love him for this, that he will hit anybody with anything, and that means that if he's on your side, he'll hit your opponent with anything. Now, half the time he hits the opponent might actually be with one of those, you know, like dinky party giveaway rubber hammers that squeaks, like, or sometimes he actually hits somebody with like a 2x4, and you don't know what's coming, but that's what his fans like about him. What his detractors, or people who are skeptical of him, don't like about him is that he has no principles. So, when I say he has no principles, that doesn't mean that he won't do the right things from time to time, or a lot of the time. He did a lot of the right things when he was president of the United States. But in this primary, because Ron DeSantis is presumably going to run to Trump's right on literally every issue, Trump has therefore been taking the positions that are mirror images of the Democratic positions. Like, they're indistinguishable. So here is Donald Trump's statement about Disney shutting down this project in Lake Nona. Again, there are only two possible positions on this from the conservative perspective, truly. Position one, from the conservative perspective, is it's pretty obvious Disney did this for the money. Right? Disney did this because they were losing money, they weren't going to do it anyway, and now they're trying to spin it into victory. Position two, from a truly conservative perspective, would be if the choice is between corporate cronyism that comes along with left-wing values and no corporate cronyism that comes along with no left-wing values, I choose B. Okay, so what is Trump doing, especially Trump, who portrays himself as the enemy of corporate America, right? This is one of Trump's big shticks. I mean, it was one of the things that won him the nomination back in 2016, was Donald Trump coming out and saying, listen, I know how big business works. I've worked with them all my life. I've worked with them. So I know what all the bodies are. I won't be beholden to them in the same way. No more corporate cronyism. Right? That was part of his shtick in 2016, and it worked. Well, now he's apparently on Disney's side of this fight. So he put out a statement called President Trump is always right. I mean, I don't know anybody who's always right. I mean, it's like it's a short list, like God. That's the end of the list. It's really nobody else. But President Trump is invariably. And always. Okay, so he put out a statement, quote, DeSantis is being absolutely destroyed by Disney. His original PR plan fizzled, so now he's going back with a new one in order to save face. Disney's next move will be the announcement that no more money will be invested in Florida because of the governor. In fact, they could even announce a slow withdrawal or sale of certain properties or the whole thing. Watch. That would be a killer. In the meantime, this is also a political stunt. Okay, that was from April 18th of 2023. So now he's saying, I predicted that Disney wouldn't be spending more money there. Okay, first of all, wow. Nostradamus there. Predict the next earthquake. You mean that Disney had already said publicly that they were going to do this and then they did some of these things? Wow. Woo-hoo, mind blown. But beyond that, Trump put out a statement again that he is always right. And then he just harkened back to this Truth Social statement on April 18th, 2023. So now he's now taking the side of Disney. So question to Republicans. Who are you? Are you on the side of Ron DeSantis or are you on the side of Disney? Do you wish to have a president who is beholden to major corporations to the extent that they are allowed to get tax benefits like special tax districts while they promote leftism up to and including the sexual indoctrination of children? Or are you on the side of not doing that? Now, again, I understand that for a lot of Trump supporters, they look at that and they're like, Trump doesn't actually believe that. Like, the fact that he doesn't have centralizing principles is the thing they like. This is why it's so hard to run against Trump, because a lot of the people who love Trump, well, what they are relying on is that he will instinctively react in the same way that they would to a serious attack on the right. And so if he's attacking DeSantis, it's because it's an attack of convenience. And he's the guy that you need at the time because he's going to, so the idea that you're going to attack him on principle and then he's going to attack in unprincipled fashion, that's actually that's the feature, not the bug. But for those of us who are trying to discern, you know, who is going to be more predictably conservative in fighting the left in a meticulous fashion, this is a pretty easy and obvious solution, right? I mean, DeSantis has been perfectly consistent along the line on this fight. Trump originally was anti-Disney, then he was pro-Disney as soon as it became convenient for him to attack DeSantis over the Disney thing. And this, by the way, has been the pattern for Trump in this campaign. Like, Trump has now sided with Disney. At one point, very early on, he seemed to side a little bit with Bud Light. Right? Like, whatever is convenient for him to do in order to attack DeSantis, he is doing. I find that unprincipled. But again, for a lot of people, they're like, the unprincipledness is the point. He will do anything to win, and that's exactly what we need at this time. So I understand the pitch. I just don't agree with the pitch because I don't think that that's actually a pathway toward victory. Already coming up, Ron DeSantis is likely to enter the presidential race next week. What does that mean? We'll get into it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Governor Ron DeSantis is likely to enter the presidential race next week. He's already made the requisite filings. The polls right now show that Trump is the front runner and DeSantis is the guy trailing him. Now, how durable those polls end up being is anybody's guess. This is why I think that DeSantis' pitch to the donors, which, again, I agree with it, is that Trump is a less sure candidate against Biden than DeSantis is, mainly because virtually everybody in the United States already has an opinion about Donald Trump, whereas there are a lot of voters who are undecided about Ron DeSantis. And what that means is it's very, very difficult to get people to vote for you in 2016 and then against you in 2020 and then for you again in 2024. Or if you're trying to switch people who voted twice against you in 2016, against you in 2020, for you in 2024. Also, I don't know how Donald Trump plans to solve the dilemma of he says the election was stolen from him in 2020 through sheer voter fraud and corruption in states run by Republicans, Arizona and Georgia. How does he plan to reverse that? And if you just say, well, he'll run a better campaign, but he says that he won last time and he still lost. So what exactly, what's the actual solution? I agree with DeSantis' pitch. DeSantis has been telling a lot of the donor class that he is the most credible Republican to win, because if you look at the swing state polls, Trump is trailing in virtually all the swing state polls. That happens to be true. I don't think that's going to have a lot of play in the Republican primary for the voters. The reason I don't think that's going to have a ton of play for a lot of the voters is because a lot of the voters are caught up in the fact that he won in 2016, Trump. That everybody said he was going to lose, including me, in 2016. And then he won. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. So that means that if you say he's going to lose this time, well, you could be just as wrong as you were in 2016. And while I think that is not a data-driven argument, I think that it is a fair emotional argument for people to make. So that means that DeSantis is going to have to make a bit of a different pitch. And the pitch that he's going to have to make is not about Trump's electability, because who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? I mean, that was Romney's pitch in 2012, is his electability. So what exactly should the pitch be? Well, the pitch really should be that he is going to be a much more effective conservative who is able to take on the media in much more meticulous fashion than Donald Trump. Now, that is wrapped up with electability. Right, the idea that if you are meticulous in how you approach the issues, you're more likely to wrong-foot Democrats than you are to spend your days talking about horse-faced army. Like, that's actually a pretty good electability pitch. But the thing I think that's going to appeal to conservatives is going to be him pointing out that, for example, Donald Trump actually blew it on COVID, because Donald Trump did blow it on COVID. It was Donald Trump who was telling Ron DeSantis not to open up and Brian Kemp not to open up at the beginning of COVID. He gave the Medal of Freedom to Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. It was under Donald Trump that we were told the lie. I mean, it was still the end of his administration, that we were told the lie by the CDC that those shots, I believed them because it was Trump's administration. Why wouldn't you believe them? That the vaccine was going to stop transmission dead in its tracks. And so, you know, those are all rich areas for DeSantis to mine. And I assume that that is going to be the direction that DeSantis moves. He has a lot to criticize Trump about over this sort of stuff. Trump has promised, for example, law and order. Well, in 2020, I saw mass riots in the streets. And Donald Trump was supposed to be Captain Law and Order. Where was the National Guard? People like Tom Cotton were calling for the National Guard. Donald Trump was the president. Could have called him out. Didn't. Right, so that's going to be the line that I think DeSantis is going to use. And that may be the area in which Trump's willingness to kind of throw everything up to, including the slop in the garbage pail at whomever he is fighting, actually does not benefit him. Because if DeSantis' whole shtick is, I'm running to his right and I'm consistent. And Trump's whole shtick is, I will attack you with anything. Again, for his super fans, that'll work. For everybody else, that opens some questions. I don't think this primary is over, not by a long shot. Meanwhile, we're approaching the most holy time of the year, of course. It's the holiest time of the year. It is the sanctified season of Pride Month, beginning in June 1st. Prepare to have a unicorn vomit rainbows all over everything in your life. Literally everything. You'll go to the gas station, and you'll be told that LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign is the most important thing happening in public life. It is the most important thing for you to buy into the agenda. You'll go to Target, and it won't just be them giving out swimsuits to kids that allow your son to tuck his penis behind his underneath his undercarriage, which is literally the thing that Target is doing. You'll go there, and it'll be everything. The rainbows will be everywhere, because this is our Ford has now put out an electric Mustang or an electric Ford F-150 with a giant rainbow on it. Oh, the masculinity. Oh, it's going to be amazing. And the U.S. military and the U.S. military and the State Department. There is something called manufactured consensus, manufactured pseudo-consensus. And this is what we are currently experiencing with regard to the LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign agenda. Americans do not agree with the extreme agenda. By polling data, Americans are now basically okay with same-sex marriage. I disagree, because I think that that is not actually marriage. Marriage has a definition. Same-sex marriage does not fit that definition any more than a car fits the definition of a chair. These are just two very different things. But most Americans have made their peace with that. Okay, for worse, but many people think for better. All right, fine. What Americans have not made their peace with is the idea that you get to indoctrinate all children with the idea that all of these relationships are morally equivalent. You certainly don't get to indoctrinate the kids with the idea that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. Most Americans are not on board with this crap, but the entire media, like as a wave, as like a, just a wall, are in favor of this notion. And not just the media. This has now been infused into all of our government institutions, up to and including the U.S. military, which, I'm sorry, is just ridiculous and pathetic. So, according to Fox News, Representative Chip Roy on Thursday called for Republicans to drop support for a must-pass military funding bill after his office obtained an Air Force memo declaring June to be LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Because remember, the way that this works is that if you fly the gay pride flag, then you're truly American. If you fly the American flag, you might be a colonialist. The May 3rd memo shared with Fox News approves observance of Pride Month in June and empowers installation commanders to plan and conduct appropriate activities in honor of Pride Month, the most holy time of the year. Roy's office shared a flyer advertising Pride Month events at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, including a Pride game night on June 10th, a Unity in Diversity color run in June 16th, a panel discussion titled Our History, Our Time on June 28th. The memo says each June, the Department of the Air Force recognizes lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Pride Month. During this time, we celebrate the progress we have made toward inclusivity, commemorate the contributions of LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign Americans, and recognize the obstacles they have faced and overcome along the way. Assistant Secretary of the Air Force Alex Wagner and Diversity and Inclusion Director Marion Malizia. So first of all, Diversity and Inclusion Director of the military is just the most Orwellian garbage I've ever heard of. They say this is a time to reaffirm our total commitment to equality and reinforce the importance of a cohesive and total and diverse total force. One team, one fight. Yeah, nothing says one team, one fight like cramming down a version of morality that is widely disapproved of, particularly by many members of the military. So our military is moving in that direction. And again, you can look that meme online, you know, the one that shows like Republican administration, just a bomb falling over a foreign country, Democratic administration, bomb falling over a foreign country, but it has a gay pride flag on it. That's pretty much where we are right now. Meanwhile, the State Department has now required that people use the pronouns. AP's Matt Lee actually asked a State Department spokesperson, why are you using, or why are you like mandating that people put their pronouns in their questions?
The State Department's internal email system, and I tested this, so okay. I know that it's true, has added pronouns to people's, not their signature, but to their, where you know, where it says from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it will say him, he, his, or her, you know,
yeah.
She, her. why? This is not an optional thing. This is something that has been just arbitrarily imposed. And, you know, understand that people could have their pronouns attached if they wanted them to a signature before. But this is not something that anyone has a choice about. And so I'm just wondering why and who made this decision. Can you look into it?
I'm happy to look into it.
Why this should not be an optional thing for people to do. But the problem is that a lot of them, or at least some of them so far as I've been able to tell, are wrong.
Well, the State Department, of course, is trying to force this down literally everywhere. So the entire agenda is not just being forced down domestically, it's being forced down in terms of foreign policy. As I mentioned yesterday, that's really crappy foreign policy. It turns out the vast majority of countries on Earth for all of time do not agree with this agenda. It is the most radical part of the American agenda pushed by the left that's being pushed to foreign powers. But this is all part and parcel of a broader battle that is kind of fascinating inside the Democratic Party. So we talked about a lot of ideological battles inside the Republican Party. There's an emerging battle inside the Democratic Party, and that is a battle of intersectional victimhood. And it's really manifesting as sort of the shadow battle that's happening behind the scenes over who is the heir apparent to Joe Biden. Is it Kamala Harris or is it Pete Buttigieg? That battle is really quite fascinating. We're going to get into that in just 1 second. First, so if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means. No matter how busy you are, they've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business, too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. Dot com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Alrighty, coming up, underneath the surface of the placid Biden administration, there lies a battle between the woke lefties on race and the woke lefties on gender. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democratic Party, it is actually an uncomfortable coalition. Who has the upper hand in this battle? The Democratic Party has not yet decided. They refuse to acknowledge that there's actually a conflict inside the Democratic coalition. So on the one hand, Democrats suggest that the most important part of their coalition is people of minority status. And by people of minority status, I mean racial minorities. Their chief focus since 2020 has been Black Lives Matter, because the idea in 2012, this is true, is that Barack Obama got an extraordinary percentage of the black vote and huge turnout in places like Ohio, and it made the entire difference in his election. And so they've been trying to duplicate that ever since. And so Black Lives Matter was largely about that in 2020 on behalf of Joe Biden. The fact is that without the black vote, Joe Biden probably is not the nominee in 2020. Right? He loses in Iowa, he loses in New Hampshire, but then he cleans up in South Carolina, largely thanks to the heavy share of black voters who were fond of Joe Biden, not because they loved Joe Biden, but because he was Barack Obama's vice president and because he was also endorsed by particularly strong members of the legislature in South Carolina who are black. Right? Like that was the big thing. Okay, so on the one hand, inside the Democratic Party, when they look at, you know, this doddering elderly white man, he's sort of the figurehead. But you have an undercover battle, and that battle is quote unquote BIPOC people versus the radical left wing gender agenda. These two things do not live comfortably together. If you poll black Americans about how they feel about transgendering the youth, not into it. If you ask black Americans how they feel about gay marriage, significantly less likely than the general population to be in favor of same-sex marriage, for example. The same thing is true among Hispanics. These are much more socially conservative populations than white progressive liberals. So you have a conflict. You have, is the future of the party minority-majority coalition in which the values and social ideas of people who are black and Hispanic sort of lead the way, or is it going to be the social values of the people who are progressive leftists? Now, they've formed what they think is a durable coalition. That durable coalition, theoretically, is, well, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I'm in favor of Black Lives Matter, and you're in favor of transing the kids, and we'll all get together at the in the middle, and that will be our agenda. And Joe Biden has sort of papered over that because, again, he's an elderly figurehead for a party that's just anti-Trump. That is basically what the Democratic Party is at this point. They just don't like Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is the point of commonality for all of these groups. But if you were to suggest that the typical black voter in a Democratic primary in South Carolina has much in common with the typical white Democratic voter in Iowa, no. No, sir. The way that you can tell this, by the way, is by the South Carolina primary results back in 2020 on the Democratic side. And if you look at the actual South Carolina Democratic primary results there, Pete Buttigieg did not even chart. So Pete Buttigieg wins Iowa. And then Pete Buttigieg does fairly well in New Hampshire. And then Pete Buttigieg in that South Carolina Democratic primary, he shows up at 8.2%. Elizabeth Warren, favorite of the far left whiteys, 7.1%. Biden got 48% of the vote in that particular primary. Contrast that, by the way, with the results in Iowa, and you see that in Iowa, which is a very, very, very white state, Pete Buttigieg ended up with like 25% of the vote, 26% of the final vote. Joe Biden ended up at 16%. Same thing in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, Bernie and Pete, again, very white candidates, they won 25% of the vote and 24% of the vote, as opposed to Biden, who won 8% of the vote. So, on the one hand, if you look to the future of the Democratic Party, you have Kamala Harris's side of the party. Kamala Harris's entire appeal is not the social left-wing appeal. Her appeal is basically, I am intersectional black woman. I'm black woman vice president, that's her entire appeal. And on the other side, you have Pete Buttigieg, who is the representative of the college-educated white ladies who vote in Iowa primaries. That's going to be, honestly, a fascinating Democratic battle. And it's starting to break out in the open now, and I don't think that coalition is particularly durable. What's amazing about the Buttigieg versus Kamala sort of shadow battle that's happening behind the scenes in the Democratic Party is just how obnoxious both of them are. It really is truly an amazing thing. So Pete Buttigieg gave an interview to Wired magazine. This is, I think, the worst piece I have ever read. I mean, it's by Virginia Heffernan. I cannot believe how bad this piece is. So Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, you know his name for two reasons. One, he is gay, and two, planes are falling out of the sky and trains are falling off the rails. The piece is titled, Pete Buttigieg Loves God, Beer, and His Electric Mustang. Sure, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation has thoughts on building bridges, but infrastructure occupies just a sliver of his voluminous mind. Now, when I first read this, I was like, is this a parody? It is not a parody. This is how the media this is how white, middle-aged, progressive ladies think about Pete Buttigieg. They want him to be the standard bearer. Why? Well, because, you know, he went to Harvard, and then he worked at, like, McKinsey, and he was a Rhodes Scholar, and he learned Norwegian in very rudimentary fashion, just so that he could read a book. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And, of course, he's extremely gay. So here is Virginia Heffernan writing about Pete Buttigieg. Quote, the curious mind of Pete Buttigieg holds much of its functionality in reserve, even as he discusses railroads and airlines, down to the pointless data that is his current stock in trade. The U.S. Secretary of Transportation comes off like a Mensa black card holder who might have a secret go habit, or a 3-second Rubik's Cube solution, or a knack for supplying off the top of his head the day of the week for a random date in 1404, along with a non-condescending history of the Julian and Gregorian calendars. That is one of the worst paragraphs I've ever read, and I don't know how she's going to be able to remove her head from Pete Buttigieg's colon after that. Mensa black card holder who might have a secret go habit? But wait, it gets worse. As Secretary Buttigieg and I talked in his under-furnished corner office one afternoon in early spring, I slowly became aware that his cabinet job requires only a modest portion of his cognitive powers. Other mental facilities, no kidding, are apportioned to the Iliad, Puritan historiography, and now Skards at Spring, although not in the original Norwegian, slacker. Fortunately, he was willing to devote yet another apse in his cathedral mind to making his ideas about three mighty themes, neoliberalism, masculinity, and Christianity, intelligible to me. Ah, he has emerged from on high. He, in all of his great wisdom and intellect, has emerged from the cathedral apse of his mind in order to bestow upon us all of his wisdom, all of his wisdom. By the way, what is the wisdom of Pete Buttigieg? It's stupid. So, the wisdom of his cathedral mind includes the notion that the right is defined by two things, lowering taxes and stopping legal access to abortion. Quote, those are kind of the two greatest pillars of the mainstream right now. They're now the dog that caught the car. And to switch metaphors, they rode a tiger to get there. They made a lot of distasteful bargains in order to get there. Wait till you get his take on masculinity, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, should go back on paternity leave where he belongs. Here's what he says, quote, fears about masculinity are a way into the fear of displacement. Masculinity establishes a default place, and that place is being shifted and threatened by modernity. A man is the head of the household, the only one who earns income, the default leader in any social or political organization. The politicization of masculinity is code for nothing in your life has to change. The problem is, of course, lots of things has to change, either because there was something wrong with the old way or because, even if the old way seemed perfectly fine, it's not an option. This is true with the reality of climate change. If you can't face that change, you might retreat to the default place of masculinity. That's right. So if you think that an entire political movement declaring that boys are girls and girls are boys, and that men have no place in the family structure, that mothers, single mothers, are just as good as for a child as a man and a woman, or that two men is the same thing as a man and a woman, you don't think that. That is because you just fear change. This is basically just a dumbed-down version of Barack Obama's bitter clingers remark from like 2007-2008, where he declared that all of his political opponents were clinging to God, guns, and religion because they feared change. But this is what the left loves. They love it. What they love most of all is Pete Buttigieg talking about the Bible. They love when Pastor Pete starts breaking out the Bible talk, even though, again, he seems to ignore certain uncomfortable sections of the Bible. And my favorite part of this is where she asks him, Virginia Heffernan, she asks Pete Buttigieg about Scripture. Here's what she asks. Quote, are there more ways the challenges of transportation speak to your spiritual side? Pete Buttigieg talking about Secretary of Transportation, quote, there's just a lot in the scriptural tradition around journeys, around roads, right? The conversion of St. Paul happens on the road. I think we are all nearer to our spiritual potential when we're on the move. Something about movement, something about travel, pulls us out of the routines that numb us to who we are, to what we're doing, to everything from our relationships with each other to our relationships with God. That's part of the reason why so many important things in the Bible happen on highways. And then journeys, they're also just marvels. Oh, he's awful. But they love it. They love it. So this is the side of it. By the way, Pete Buttigieg does actually talk like this. If you think Virginia Heffernan is just making this up, wrong. Here's Pete Buttigieg actually talking about climate change. You would not want to be at a dinner party with this guy under any circumstances whatsoever.
Hello, I'm U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. And I want to thank the Austria World Summit for inviting me to say a few words today. And I want to recognize all of the leaders who are gathered here for your continuing commitment to addressing the global challenge of climate change. It's clear to all of us by now that climate change is a major threat to security and prosperity everywhere. Now, stories of climate disaster have always been on humanity's mind in some fashion, dating back to ancient legends and scriptural traditions in nearly every faith, telling of floods, fires, and other calamities. But the climate challenge in front of us is not some prophecy of cosmic doom. It is a specific set of problems.
Oh, my. Now, back in ancient times, when you read the Epic of Gilgamesh, you will see a flood story, and that speaks to me as Secretary of He's so awful. He's awful. It made him sort of the apex predator of left-wing radical gender ideology. People, that's the only reason they're looking at this mediocre white guy who was the poor mayor of a very small town in Indiana. And they're like, this guy should be president of the United States. So he represents that the white, he's what the white progressive lady's like. And then there's the second half of the Democratic Party. And that is represented supposedly by Kamala Harris. Now, even among black Americans are not like, I love Kamala Harris. She is just the best. But she's what a white progressive lady's idea of what black people want is. It's really quite astonishing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Debt ceiling negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are done for the day. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration will not budge in debt limit negotiations, so the talks are stopped.
We've got to get movement by the White House, and we don't have any movement yet. So, we've got to pop.
President Biden's decided to support the training of Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets.
Ukraine's president has repeatedly requested Western fighter jets to bolster his country's defenses against Russia's 15-month invasion. The U.S. refused, even as it provided other military assistance. But administration officials now say President Biden has endorsed the F-16 fighter jet plans, making the announcement to fellow G7 leaders in Japan.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the illegal immigrant deluge is desperate in her state. The Democrat is now suggesting temporarily housing illegals at New York State and New York City college campuses this summer. Hochul says the state has over 71,000 illegal immigrants and more are arriving. More than 33 million people in the United States are driving vehicles that contain a potentially deadly threat. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
The danger includes airbag inflators that in rare cases can explode in a collision and spew shrapnel. Few of them know it. And because of a dispute between federal safety regulators and an airbag parts manufacturer, they aren't likely to find out anytime soon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding that the manufacturer, ARC Automotive of Knoxville, Tennessee, recall 67 million inflators. But ARC is refusing to do so, setting up a possible court fight with the agency. Jeremy House reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
No, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Two South Korean auto companies are going to be paying out big bucks.
Hyundai Motor America and Kia America say they've reached a settlement to resolve a class action lawsuit prompted by a surge in vehicle thefts. The company says the settlement could be valued at $200 million and covers about 9 million 2011 through 2022 model year Hyundai and Kia vehicles in the U.S. The cars are not equipped with push-button ignitions and immobilizing anti-theft devices. That's allowed thieves to easily steal them using just a screwdriver and a USB cord, creating a recent rash of auto thefts across the country. The total settlement amount will depend on how many customers participate. Keith Peters reporting.
Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guard member to be held in custody without bail Friday after prosecutors argued that he was a flight risk. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of football's most notable figures on and off the field has died. Correspondent Gavin Kubal reports.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. He was 87. A spokeswoman for Brown's family said he passed away peacefully in his Los Angeles home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 1957 to 65. I'm Geffen Goulbaugh.
Nebraska lawmakers pass a 12-week abortion ban and restricting irreversible sex change procedures for those under the age of 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Disney is trying to spin dross into gold, and the media are there. They are eating it up. According to our legacy media, Disney has heroically stood up to the predations of Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, you'll remember that this whole fight started because last year, Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature pushed a bill that said that you cannot sexually indoctrinate kids up to the age of 8 in the state of Florida. That's now been extended all the way through high school, that you're not allowed to teach kids sexual orientation and gender identity nonsense in the classroom. And Disney put out a statement saying that this was just terrible. They opposed it with every fiber of their Mickey Mouse being. You must trans the kids. It's very, very important that small children be told that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and that wherever you put your dingleberry, well, you know, that's just the same. It's all the same. There's just pure moral equivalence between all forms of sexual activity and all the rest. And Disney, Mickey Mouse, is going to stand behind this particular form of morality. It was very, very important that Disney take a stand. And Ron DeSantis was like, well, so here's the deal. If you guys decide to use these special privileges that we, the state of Florida, have given you to get involved in ultra-crepidarian pursuits in which you decide that you are going to simply sound off on everything that affects the state of Florida, but nothing that affects your business, well, you know, you don't need that special tax district anymore. Because guess what? You don't get to take the special tax benefits. You don't get to take the carrot without the strings that are attached. That's not how any of this works. Now Disney is fighting back according to the media. So how are they fighting back? How are they are fighting back by pulling the plug on a $1 billion development in Florida. According to the New York Times, in March, Disney called Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida anti-business for his scorched earth attempt to tighten oversight of the company's theme park resort near Orlando. Last month, when Disney sued the governor and his allies for what it called a targeted campaign of government retaliation, the company made clear that $17 billion in planned investment in Walt Disney World was on the line. Does the state want us to invest more, employ more people, and pay more taxes or not? Said Robert Iger, Disney's chief executive. Now, there are a lot of people in the state of Florida who voted for Governor DeSantis, including people like me, my entire family, that say, well, hold up. So if the choice is between corporations that take special tax benefits and then use that largesse in order to press forward a bunch of social leftist garbage that undermines the standard of living in the state of Florida, keep your jobs in California, if that's the actual choice. But as it turns out, that's not really what's happening here. What's actually happening here is that Disney is now spinning the fact that they are in a state of economic freefall as a woke corporate stand. On Thursday, Iger and Josh D'Amaro, Disney's theme park and consumer products chairman, showed they were not bluffing, pulling the plug on an office complex that was scheduled for construction in Orlando at a cost of roughly $1 billion. It would have brought more than 2,000 Disney jobs to the region, with $120,000 as the average salary, according to an estimate from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. The project near Lake Nona Town Center was supposed to cost $864 million. Recent price estimates have been closer to $1.3 billion. Disney had planned to relocate as many as 2,000 employees from Southern California, including most of a department known as Imagineering, which works with Disney's movie studios to develop theme park attractions. Now, here is the thing. Disney was probably not going to do this. Disney was probably not going to do this. They announced the project in 2021. That was not under Bob Iger. That was under Bob Chapek. You remember, Chapek got his ass canned. And they brought back Bob Iger from retirement to try to get Disney out of the state of freefall that it was in. D'Amaro said in an email to employees on Thursday, he cited changing business conditions as a reason for canceling the Lake Nona project. He said, I remain optimistic about the direction of our Walt Disney World business. He noted that $17 billion was still earmarked for construction at Walt Disney World over the next decade,
growth that would create an estimated 13,000 jobs. I hope we're able to. The memo did not even mention Governor DeSantis. But the company's battle with the governor and his allies in the Florida legislature figured prominently into Disney's decision to cancel the Lake Nona project, according to two people briefed on the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations. A spokeswoman for Mr. Iger said he was not available for an interview. So basically what happened here is that Disney does not have the money or the wherewithal right now to build a $1 billion project in Orlando. How do we know this? Because it is perfectly obvious to everyone. They lost subscribers last quarter for the first time ever. It was like 4 million subscribers they lost. Meanwhile, Disney has had to lay off something like 7,000 people. In fact, it was just a week ago or so that they announced that they were laying off a significant number of people. Now, CNN that was pointing out that Disney was in the midst of mass layoffs. I mean, this is literally from March 27th. Quote, Disney CEO Bob Iger on Monday said his company will begin laying off staff starting this week. The first of three rounds of expected cuts following his announcement in February, the company would axe 7,000 jobs. He put out a memo saying, quote, the difficult reality of many colleagues and friends leaving Disney is not something we take lightly. In tough moments, we must always do what is required to ensure Disney can continue delivering exceptional entertainment to audiences and guests around the world. So that's about 3% of its global workforce. Iger, by the way, back in November, actually announced that this thing was on the chopping block. Okay, so this notion that this is something new, like it's brand new, that they're deciding to kill the project, that is not true. Again, he said way back when, in November, that they were thinking about killing this thing. This is according to WDWNT, which is Walt Disney World News Today. CEO Bob Iger is hosting a town hall meeting today, November 28th, to discuss the company's future and address the Lake Nona relocation. At this time, Iger is not prepared to change the current plan, but the relocation was delayed already until 2026. Iger said he had not made a decision and would look into the potential ramifications of relocating versus staying in California. Now, it is worth noting here that nobody seemed bothered by the fact that he was considering moving all these jobs from California. Right? California losing jobs is sort of the natural status quo. It's the natural state of affairs. It's when Disney doesn't move the jobs to Florida that all of a sudden there's a hue and cry. So apparently California losing jobs is just the thing to be expected. Florida not gaining jobs is supposedly a massive change to the status quo. We'll get to more in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station for a snack. Most of the time, you're probably fine. But if you come back and you see someone driving off with your car, like, let's say it's Baltimore or something, well, here's the thing. You need a VPN for the same reason. You don't just want to leave your data out there for anybody to grab. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, like your passwords, financial details. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to hack somebody. Some cheap hardware is all you need. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past that ExpressVPN encryption. It's really easy to use. One button, click it to download it. One button, click to activate. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro for that extra 3 months for free. So Governor Gavin Newsom thanked Disney, quote, that's 2,000 plus jobs that will be welcomed back with open arms to the Golden State. I love the fact that he has to rely on the largesse of Disney just not to move the jobs in the first place. Disney, of course, is trying to suggest that this is an act of heroism. But here's the thing. Buried way down in this New York Times article is the actual truth. The Lake Nona campus, about 20 miles from Disney World, near the Orlando International Airport, had been championed by Bob Chapek. Iger, who came out of retirement to retake Disney's reins, was much less enthusiastic about the project, even before the company became mired in its battle with DeSantis. As soon as he returned to Disney, Iger began telling lieutenants, for example, it made little sense to move Imagineering so far away from the Disney movie studios. As he is fond of saying, creative teams need to be together. And Iger has been systematically reversing Chapek's decisions since he joined. In February, he announced that Disney would restructure its inner workings, ending a framework put in place by Chapek. In March, as part of wide-ranging layoffs, Iger shut down a 50-person metaverse project that Chapek had started. Disney is in the midst of cutting $5.5 billion in cost. In fact, Disney, just this week, announced that it would close an underperforming luxury hotel at Disney World. That luxury hotel was the Galactic Star Cruiser Experience, which lasted for about 5 seconds. It launched in March 2022, and its death date is May of 2023. That was all it was essentially was a hotel that looked very much like the inside of a Star Wars ship. So if you like living on a submarine for $6,000 for a weekend, it was your kind of place. It's a place where, like, the pictures look cool, but you actually wouldn't want to shell out that kind of money just to stay there. And again, that is, so is that also Ron DeSantis? Or is it possible that Disney is having serious, real issues, business-wise, and they are seeing a very convenient way of spinning this into Bob Iger being some sort of hero of the left? I think we all know the answer to this. In fact, there is an account on YouTube. All he does is basically cover what happens at Disney. It's Mickey Views. He explained the cancellation, pointed out, guys, this is just the economics of the situation. It has nothing to do with DeSantis.
For those of you who don't know, the Lake Nona project was previous CEO Bob Chapek's plan to build a new Disney headquarters inside of Florida in Lake Nona, a very nice planned community that is up and coming that you have near the airport in Orlando. It's a beautiful area. We made a video here on the channel about 2 years ago taking a look at where this office was going to go, the land that Disney acquired. The media is spinning this cancellation as being due to DeSantis and the hostile business environment, which he helped to create with Disney. I've been hearing for months that this is just a Chapek-era project that Iger wants nothing to do with. Look at how fast all these Chapek-era projects are just crumbling, turning to dust. You know, the reality is that Disney has huge bills coming due on the streaming side. They're having issues on the earnings side of things, paying to build a big new campus, a big new headquarters in Florida, making people move from California, which is very unpopular internally and part of why Chapek was so unpopular inside the company. Iger's wiping his hands clean of this whole thing.
And here's the thing. You can see this perfectly well. You can see this perfectly well. This has nothing to do with DeSantis. Now, again, even if it did have something to do with DeSantis, and if the choice for conservatives was between corporations that require the largesse of government, like special corporate favors, in order to then take that money and turn around and club you socially in the halls of government, then the answer would be no. That is not a bargain that any conservative should stand for. Now, businesses are free to speak about whatever they want. They are. They're free to speak about whatever they want in any realm. But they are not free to take my money and your money and get special tax benefits, and then to use that largesse in order to involve themselves in areas of the economy that have nothing to do with them, things that are not even economic in nature. I think most conservatives understand this at this point, that if you leave the field completely empty for the left, that basically corporations get to become tools of left-wing governments, taking the benefits and then pushing left-wing policy. And meanwhile, the government is left-wing, pushing left-wing policy. Then there is no point of actual opposition that can be formed. And if the deal for Disney is the minute that that link is severed, the minute you lose the special tax benefit, and you lost it because you effed around and found out that you all of a sudden are going to run some other state that's going to provide you with the largesse to be able to be as left-wing crazy as you want, including the transing of the kids, and you get the tax benefits, well then, good riddance. Catch you later. But that isn't the actual story here, again, as I keep pointing out. As I keep pointing out here, Disney is doing this because they are losing money. Disney has a problem. Here is a chart of Disney stock price. Okay, Disney stock price starting in 2021. Okay, look at that. As of, like, February of 2021, it was trading at close to $200 a share. If you look at that, the height of that stock price, it is now trading at some historic lows since, like, 2018. In fact, apart from the brief period at the beginning of the pandemic, when all stocks crashed, what you see is that they're now at the lowest ebb in their stock price on average since, like, mid-2022. That they've been any time in the last 5 years. They're losing subscribers. The stock price right now is trading at like $93.76. That's what it closed at yesterday. At its height, it was trading at almost $200 a share. So it is down by more than half in terms of its stock price. So I'll put it up to you. Do you think that this was Bob Iger looking at the fact that they have been bleeding money and saying we're not spending $1 billion on a campus that just moves some employees from one state to another? Do you think it's that? The bleeding of money? Or do you think that he was just that invested in making sure that third graders could read genderqueer at the library? Which one do you think it is? The media, of course, are eating all of this up. By the way, the hypocrisy of the media on these matters is truly astonishing. So do you remember, there was a time, wasn't that long ago, it was like 2020, that Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, irrepressibly stupid representative from Brooklyn, you remember that she almost single-handedly killed Amazon relocating a jobs headquarters in New York City. It would have meant somewhere between, not 2,000 jobs like Orlando, 25,000 and 40,000 jobs in the city of New York. And what was she angry about? She wasn't angry that Amazon's some sort of right-wing corporation, because it's not. It turns out that Amazon is a pretty left-wing corporation. What she was really angry about was gentrification. Oh, no. People will move and bring jobs into New York City. And so the project was killed. And then AOC suffered zero media consequences, because the media said that she was some sort of hero for the little guy. Nothing like losing jobs for no reason. not to protect children, not to actually fight back against some sort of ideological crusade, just because she was quote-unquote, or anti-big business. She was a heroine for killing, not 2,000, 25 to 40,000 jobs in New York City. So the hypocrisy of the media knows no bounds whatsoever. It's insane. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Already coming up, Donald Trump responds to the supposed battle between Disney and Ron DeSantis. Get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, friends. RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump has now sounded off on the battle between DeSantis and Disney. Here's the thing about Trump. The reason that his fans like him like his Uber fans like him, is because he will hit anybody with anything at any time. As I've said before, he's basically like a Warner Brothers cartoon character. He's just, there's a fight, Donald Trump reaches into his pocket, and you don't know whether he is going to take out a pincers, or whether he's going to take out a chainsaw, or perhaps a rubber hammer, or perhaps a fish. No one knows. No one knows. Okay, so people who love him for this, that he will hit anybody with anything, and that means that if he's on your side, he'll hit your opponent with anything. Now, half the time he hits your opponent might actually be with one of those, you know, like dinky party giveaway rubber hammers that squeaks, like, or sometimes he actually hits somebody with like a 2x4, and you don't know what's coming, but that's what his fans like about him. What his detractors, or people who are skeptical of him, don't like about him is that he has no principles. So, when I say he has no principles, that doesn't mean that he won't do the right things from time to time, or a lot of the time. He did a lot of the right things when he was president of the United States. But in this primary, because Ron DeSantis is presumably going to run to Trump's right on literally every issue, Trump has therefore been taking the positions that are mirror images of the Democratic positions. Like, they're indistinguishable. So here is Donald Trump's statement about Disney shutting down this project in Lake Nona. Again, there are only two possible positions on this from a conservative perspective, truly. Position one, from the conservative perspective, is it's pretty obvious Disney did this for the money. Right? Disney did this because they were losing money, they weren't going to do it anyway, and now they're trying to spin it into victory. Position two, from a truly conservative perspective, would be if the choice is between corporate cronyism that comes along with left-wing values and no corporate cronyism that comes along with no left-wing values, I choose B. Okay, so what is Trump doing? Especially Trump, who portrays himself as the enemy of corporate America, right? This is one of Trump's big shticks. I mean, it was one of the things that won him the nomination back in 2016, was Donald Trump coming out and saying, listen, I know how big business works. I've worked with them all my life. I've worked with them. So I know all about it. I won't be beholden to them in the same way. No more corporate cronyism. Right? That was part of his shtick in 2016, and it worked. Well, now he's apparently on Disney's side of this fight. So he put out a statement called President Trump is always right. I mean, I don't know anybody who's always right. I mean, it's like the short list, like God, that's the end of the list. It's really nobody else. But President Trump is invariably and always. Okay, so he put out a statement, quote, DeSantis is being absolutely destroyed by Disney. His original PR plan fizzled, so now he's going back with a new one in order to save face. Disney's next move will be the announcement that no more money will be invested in Florida because of the governor. In fact, they could even announce a slow withdrawal or sale of certain properties or the whole thing. Watch. That would be a killer. In the meantime, this is also a political stunt. Okay, that was from April 18th of 2023. So now he's saying, I predicted that Disney wouldn't be spending more money there. Okay, first of all, wow. Nostradamus there. Predict the next earthquake. You mean that Disney had already said publicly that they were going to do this, and then they did some of these things? Wow. Woo-hoo, mind blown. But beyond that, Trump put out a statement again that he is always right, and then he just harkened back to this Truth Social statement on April 18, 2023. So now he's now taking the side of Disney. So question to Republicans. Who are you? Are you on the side of Ron DeSantis, or are you on the side of Disney? Do you wish to have a president who is beholden to major corporations to the extent that they are allowed to get tax benefits, like special tax districts, while they promote leftism up to and including the sexual indoctrination of children? Or are you on the side of not doing that? Now, again, I understand that for a lot of Trump supporters, they look at that and they're like, Trump doesn't actually believe that. Like, the fact that he doesn't have centralizing principles is the thing they like. This is why it's so hard to run against Trump. Because a lot of the people who love Trump, well, what they are relying on is that he will instinctively react in the same way that they would to a serious attack on the right. And so if he's attacking DeSantis, it's because it's an attack of convenience. And he's the guy that you need at the time because he's going. So the idea that you're going to attack him on principle and then he's going to attack in unprincipled fashion, that's actually that's the feature, not the bug. But for those of us who are trying to discern, you know, who is going to be more predictably conservative in fighting the left in a meticulous fashion, this is a pretty easy and obvious solution, right? I mean, DeSantis has been perfectly consistent along the line on this fight. Trump originally was anti-Disney, then he was pro-Disney as soon as it became convenient for him to attack DeSantis over the Disney thing. And this, by the way, has been the pattern for Trump in this campaign. Like, Trump has now sided with Disney. At one point, very early on, he seemed to side a little bit with Bud Light. Right? Like, whatever is convenient for him to do in order to attack DeSantis, he is doing. I find that unprincipled. But again, for a lot of people, like, the unprincipledness is the point. He will do anything to win, and that's exactly what we need at this time. So I understand the pitch, I just don't agree with the pitch because I don't think that that's actually a pathway toward victory. Alrighty, coming up, Ron DeSantis is likely to enter the presidential race next week. What does that mean? We'll get into it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Bat, Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hey, it's Doug Tooley from BET Satellite. Switch from DirecTV, and I'll give you a $300 gift card. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 and make the switch today. This offer will end. Call me at 530-241-3474. Restrictions apply.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Governor Ron DeSantis is likely to enter the presidential race next week. He's already made the requisite filings. The polls right now show that Trump is the front runner and DeSantis is the guy trailing him. Now, how durable those polls end up being is anybody's guess. This is why I think that DeSantis' pitch to the donors, which, again, I agree with it, is that Trump is a less sure candidate against Biden than DeSantis is, mainly because virtually everybody in the United States already has an opinion about Donald Trump, whereas there are a lot of voters who are undecided about Ron DeSantis. And what that means is it's very, very difficult to get people to vote for you in 2016 and then against you in 2020 and then for you again in 2024. Or if you're trying to switch people who voted twice against you in 2016, against you in 2020, for you in 2024. Also, I don't know how Donald Trump plans to solve the dilemma of he says the election was stolen from him in 2020 through sheer voter fraud and corruption in states run by Republicans, Arizona and Georgia. How does he plan to reverse that? And if you just say, well, he'll run a better campaign, but he says that he won last time and he still lost. So what's the actual solution? I agree with DeSantis' pitch. DeSantis has been telling a lot of the donor class that he is the most credible Republican to win, because if you look at the swing state polls, Trump is trailing in virtually all the swing state polls. That happens to be true. I don't think that's going to have a lot of play in the Republican primary for the voters. The reason I don't think that's going to have a ton of play for a lot of the voters is because a lot of the voters are caught up in the fact that he won in 2016, Trump. That everybody said he was going to lose, including me, in 2016. And then he won. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. So that means that if you say he's going to lose this time, well, you could be just as wrong as you were in 2016. And while I think that is not a data-driven argument, I think that it is a fair emotional argument for people to make. So that means that DeSantis is going to have to make a bit of a different pitch. And the pitch that he's going to have to make is not about Trump's electability, because who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? I mean, that was Romney's pitch in 2012, is his electability. So what exactly should the pitch be? Well, the pitch really should be that he is going to be a much more effective conservative who is able to take on the media in much more meticulous fashion than Donald Trump. Now, that is wrapped up with electability, right? The idea that if you are meticulous in how you approach the issues, you're more likely to wrong-foot Democrats than you are to spend your days talking about horse-faced army. Like, that's actually a pretty good electability pitch. But the thing I think that's going to appeal to conservatives is going to be him pointing out that, for example, Donald Trump actually blew it on COVID, because Donald Trump did blow it on COVID. It was Donald Trump who was telling Ron DeSantis not to open up and Brian Kemp not to open up at the beginning of COVID. He gave the Medal of Freedom to Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. It was under Donald Trump that we were told the lie. I mean, it was still the end of his administration that we were told the lie by the CDC that those shots, I believe them because it was Trump's administration. Why wouldn't you believe them? That the vaccine was going to stop transmission dead in its tracks. And so, you know, those are all rich areas for DeSantis to mine, and I assume that that is going to be the direction that DeSantis moves. He has a lot to criticize Trump about over this sort of stuff. Trump has promised, for example, law and order. Well, in 2020, I saw mass riots in the streets, and Donald Trump was supposed to be Captain Law and Order. Where is the National Guard? People like Tom Cotton were calling for the National Guard. Donald Trump was the president, could have called him out, didn't. Right, so that's going to be the line that I think DeSantis is going to use, and that may be the area in which Trump's willingness to kind of throw everything up to including the slop in the garbage pail at whomever he is fighting actually does not benefit him. Because if DeSantis' whole shtick is, I'm running to his right and I'm consistent, and Trump's whole shtick is, I'll attack you with anything. Again, for his super fans, that'll work. For everybody else, that opens some questions. I don't think this primary is over, not by a long shot. Meanwhile, we're approaching the most holy time of the year, of course. It's the holiest time of the year. It is the sanctified season of Pride Month, beginning June 1st. Prepare to have a unicorn vomit rainbows all over everything in your life. Literally everything. You'll go to the gas station and you'll be told that LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign is the most important thing happening in public life. It is the most important thing for you to buy into the agenda. You'll go to Target and it won't just be them giving out swimsuits to kids that allow your son to tuck his penis behind his underneath his undercarriage, which is literally the thing that Target is doing. You'll go there and it will be everything. The rainbows will be everywhere, because this is our Ford has now put out an electric Mustang. Or an electric Ford F-150 with a giant rainbow on it. Oh, the masculinity. Ah! It's going to be amazing. And the U.S. military, and the U.S. military, and the State Department. It's just, there is something called manufactured consensus, manufactured pseudo-consensus. And this is what we are currently experiencing with regard to the LGBTQ plus minus divided by 10 agenda. Americans do not agree with the extreme agenda. By polling data, Americans are now basically okay with same-sex marriage. I disagree, because I think that that is not actually marriage. Marriage has a definition. Same-sex marriage does not fit that definition any more than a car fits the definition of a chair. These are just two very different things. But most Americans have made their peace with that. Okay, for worse, but many people think for better. All right, fine. What Americans have not made their peace with is the idea that you get to indoctrinate all children with the idea that all of these relationships are morally equivalent. You certainly don't get to indoctrinate the kids with the idea that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. Most Americans are not on board with this crap, but the entire media, like as a wave, as like a wall, are in favor of this notion. And not just the media. This has now been infused into all of our government institutions, up to and including the U.S. military, which, I'm sorry, is just ridiculous and pathetic. So, according to Fox News, Representative Chip Roy on Thursday called for Republicans to drop support for a must-pass military funding bill after his office obtained an Air Force memo declaring June to be LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Because remember, the way that this works is that if you fly the gay pride flag, then you're truly American. If you fly the American flag, you might be a colonialist. The May 3rd memo shared with Fox News approves observance of Pride Month in June and empowers installation commanders to plan and conduct appropriate activities in honor of Pride Month, the most holy time of the year. Roy's office shared a flyer advertising Pride Month events at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, including a Pride game night on June 10th, a Unity in Diversity color run in June 16th, a panel discussion titled Our History, Our Time on June 28th. The memo says each June, the Department of the Air Force recognizes lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Pride Month. During this time, we celebrate the progress we have made toward inclusivity, commemorate the contributions of LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign Americans, and recognize the obstacles they have faced and overcome along the way. Assistant Secretary of the Air Force Alex Wagner and Diversity and Inclusion Director Marianne Malizia. So first of all, Diversity and Inclusion Director of the military is just the most Orwellian garbage I've ever heard of. They say this is a time to reaffirm our total commitment to equality and reinforce the importance of a cohesive and total and diverse total force. One team, one fight. Yeah, nothing says one team, one fight like cramming down a version of morality that is widely disapproved of, particularly by many members of the military. So our military is moving in that direction. And again, you can look that meme online. You know, the one that shows like Republican administration, just a bomb falling over a foreign country. Democratic administration, bomb falling over a foreign country, but it has a gay pride flag on it. That's pretty much where we are right now. Meanwhile, the State Department has now required that people use the pronouns. AP's Matt Lee actually asked the State Department spokesperson, why are you mandating that people put their pronouns in their questions?
The State Department's internal email system, and I tested this, so okay. I know that it's true, has added pronouns to people's, not their signature, but to their where it says from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it will say him, he, his, or her,
yeah.
She, hers. why? This is not an optional thing. This is something that has been just arbitrarily imposed. And, understand that people could have their pronouns attached, if they wanted them, to a signature before. But this is not something that anyone has a choice about. And so I'm just wondering why and who made this decision. Can you look into it?
I'm happy to look into it.
Why this would not be an optional thing for people to do. But the problem is that a lot of them, or at least some of them so far, as far as I've been able to tell, are wrong.
Well, the State Department, of course, is trying to force this down literally everywhere. So the entire agenda is not just being forced down domestically. It's being forced down in terms of foreign policy. As I mentioned yesterday, that's really crappy foreign policy. It turns out the vast majority of countries on Earth for all of time do not agree with this agenda. It is the most radical part of the American agenda pushed by the left, and it's being pushed to foreign powers. But this is all part and parcel of a broader battle that is kind of fascinating inside the Democratic Party. So we talked about a lot of ideological battles inside the Republican Party. There's an emerging battle inside the Democratic Party, and that is a battle of intersectional victimhood. And it's really manifesting as sort of the shadow battle that's happening behind the scenes over who is the heir apparent to Joe Biden. Is it Kamala Harris, or is it Pete Buttigieg? That battle is really quite fascinating. We're going to get into that in just 1 second first. So if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means, no matter how busy you are. They've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business, too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Alrighty, coming up, underneath the surface of the placid Biden administration, there lies a battle. A battle between the woke lefties on race and the woke lefties on gender. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democratic Party, it is actually an uncomfortable coalition. Who has the upper hand in this battle? The Democratic Party has not yet decided. They refuse to acknowledge that there's actually a conflict inside the Democratic coalition. So on the one hand, Democrats suggest that the most important part of their coalition is people of minority status. And by people of minority status, I mean racial minorities. Their chief focus since 2020 has been Black Lives Matter, because the idea in 2012, this is true, is that Barack Obama got an extraordinary percentage of the black vote. and huge turnout in places like Ohio, and it made the entire difference in his election. And so they've been trying to duplicate that ever since. And so Black Lives Matter was largely about that in 2020 on behalf of Joe Biden. The fact is that without the black vote, Joe Biden probably is not the nominee in 2020. Right? He loses in Iowa, he loses in New Hampshire, but then he cleans up in South Carolina, largely thanks to the heavy share of black voters who were fond of Joe Biden, not because they loved Joe Biden, but because he was Barack Obama's vice president and because he was also endorsed by particularly strong members of the legislature in South Carolina who were black. Right. Like that was the big thing. OK, so on the one hand, inside the Democratic Party, when they look at, you know, this doddering elderly white man, he's sort of the figurehead. But you have an undercover battle. And that battle is, quote unquote, BIPOC people versus the radical left wing gender agenda. These two things do not live comfortably together. If you poll black Americans about how they feel about transgendering the youth, not into it. If you ask black Americans how they feel about gay marriage, significantly less likely than the general population to be in favor of same-sex marriage, for example. The same thing is true among Hispanics. These are much more socially conservative populations than white progressive liberals. So you have a conflict. You have, is the future of the party minority-majority coalition in which the values and social ideas of people who are black and Hispanic sort of lead the way, or is it going to be the social values of the people who are progressive leftists? Now, they've formed what they think is a durable coalition. That durable coalition, theoretically, is, well, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I'm in favor of Black Lives Matter, and you're in favor of transing the kids, and we'll all get together at in the middle, and that will be our agenda. And Joe Biden has sort of papered over that because, again, he's an elderly figurehead for a party that's just anti-Trump. That is basically what the Democratic Party is at this point. They just don't like Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is the point of commonality for all of these groups. But if you were to suggest that the typical black voter in a Democratic primary in South Carolina has much in common with the typical white Democratic voter in Iowa, no. No, sir. The way that you can tell this, by the way, is by the South Carolina primary results back in 2020 on the Democratic side. And if you look at the actual South Carolina Democratic primary results there, Pete Buttigieg did not even chart. So Pete Buttigieg wins Iowa, and then Pete Buttigieg does fairly well in New Hampshire, and then Pete Buttigieg in that South Carolina Democratic primary, he shows up at 8.2%. Elizabeth Warren, favored of the far left whiteies, 7.1%. Biden got 48% of the vote in that particular primary. Contrast that, by the way, with the results in Iowa, and you see that in Iowa, which is a very, very, very white state, Pete Buttigieg ended up with like 25% of the vote, 26% of the final vote. Joe Biden ended up at 16%. Same thing in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, Bernie and Pete, again, very white candidates, they won 25% of the vote and 24% of the vote, as opposed to Biden, who won 8% of the vote. So on the one hand, if you look to the future of the Democratic Party, you have Kamala Harris's side of the party. Kamala Harris's entire appeal is not the social left-wing appeal. Her appeal is basically, I am intersectional black woman. I'm black woman vice president, that's her entire appeal. And on the other side, you have Pete Buttigieg, who is the representative of the college-educated white ladies who vote in Iowa primaries. That's going to be, honestly, a fascinating Democratic battle. And it's starting to break out in the open now, and I don't think that coalition is particularly durable. What's amazing about the Buttigieg versus Kamala sort of shadow battle that's happening behind the scenes in the Democratic Party is just how obnoxious both of them are. It really is truly an amazing thing. So Pete Buttigieg gave an interview to Wired magazine. This is, I think, the worst piece I have ever read. I mean, it's by Virginia Heffernan. I cannot believe how bad this piece is. So Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, you know his name for two reasons. One, he is gay, and two, planes are falling out of the sky and trains are falling off the rails. The piece is titled, Pete Buttigieg Loves God, Beer, and His Electric Mustang. Sure, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation has thoughts on building bridges, but infrastructure occupies just a sliver of his voluminous mind. Now, when I first read this, I was like, is this a parody? It is not a parody. This is how the media again, this is how white, middle-aged, progressive ladies think about Pete Buttigieg. They want him to be the standard bearer. Why? Well, because, you know, he went to Harvard, and then he worked at, like, McKinsey, and he was a Rhodes Scholar, and he learned Norwegian in very rudimentary fashion, just that he could read a book. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And, of course, he's extremely gay. So here is Virginia Heffernan writing about Pete Buttigieg. Quote, the curious mind of Pete Buttigieg holds much of its functionality in reserve, even as he discusses railroads and airlines, down to the pointless data that is his current stock and trade. The U.S. Secretary of Transportation comes off like a Mensa black card holder who might have a secret go habit, or a 3-second Rubik's Cube solution, or a knack for supplying off the top of his head the day of the week for a random date in 1404, along with a non-condescending history of the Julian and Gregorian calendars. That is one of the worst paragraphs I've ever read, and I don't know how she's going to be able to remove her head from Pete Buttigieg's colon after that. Mensa black card holder who might have a secret go habit? But wait, it gets worse. As Secretary Buttigieg and I talked in his underfurnished corner office one afternoon in early spring, I slowly became aware that his cabinet job requires only a modest portion of his cognitive powers. Other mental facilities, no kidding, are apportioned to the Iliad, Puritan historiography, and now Skard's Spring, although not in the original Norwegian, slacker. Fortunately, he was willing to devote yet another apse in his cathedral mind to making his ideas about three mighty themes, neoliberalism, masculinity, and Christianity, intelligible to me. Ah, he has emerged from on high. He, in all of his great wisdom and intellect, has emerged from the cathedral apse of his mind in order to bestow upon us all of his wisdom, all of his wisdom. By the way, what is the wisdom of Pete Buttigieg? It's stupid. So, the wisdom of his cathedral mind includes the notion that the right is defined by two things, lowering taxes and stopping legal access to abortion. Quote, those are kind of the two greatest pillars of the mainstream right now. They're now the dog that caught the car. And to switch metaphors, they rode a tiger to get there. They made a lot of distasteful bargains in order to get there. Wait till you get his take on masculinity, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, should go back on paternity leave where he belongs. Here's what he says, quote, fears about masculinity are a way into the fear of displacement. Masculinity establishes a default place, and that place is being shifted and threatened by modernity. A man is the head of the household, the only one who earns income, the default leader in any social or political organization. The politicization of masculinity is code for nothing in your life has to change. The problem is, of course, lots of things has to change, either because there was something wrong with the old way or because, even if the old way seemed perfectly fine, it's not an option. This is true with the reality of climate change. If you can't face that change, you might retreat to the default place of masculinity. That's right. So if you think that an entire political movement declaring that boys are girls and girls are boys, and that men have no place in the family structure, that mothers, single mothers, are just as good as for a child as a man and a woman, or that two men is the same thing as a man and a woman, you don't think that. That is because you just fear change. This is basically just a dumbed-down version of Barack Obama's bitter clingers remark from like 2007-2008, where he declared that all of his political opponents were clinging to God, guns, and religion because they feared change. But this is what the left loves. They love it. What they love most of all is Pete Buttigieg talking about the Bible. They love when Pastor Pete starts breaking out the Bible talk, even though, again, he seems to ignore certain uncomfortable sections of the Bible. And my favorite part of this is where she asks him, Virginia Heffernan, she asks Pete Buttigieg about scripture. Here's what she asks. Quote, are there more ways the challenges of transportation speak to your spiritual side? Pete Buttigieg talking about Secretary of Transportation. Quote, there's just a lot in the scriptural tradition around journeys, around roads, right? The conversion of St. Paul happens on the road. I think we are all nearer to our spiritual potential when we're on the move. Something about movement, something about travel, pulls us out of the routines that numb us to who we are, to what we're doing, to everything from our relationships with each other to our relationships with God. That's part of the reason why so many important things in the Bible happen on highways. And then journeys, they're also just marvels. Oh, he's awful. But they love it. They love it. So this is the side of it. By the way, Pete Buttigieg does actually talk like this. If you think Virginia Heffernan is just making this up, wrong. Here's Pete Buttigieg actually talking about climate change. You would not want to be at a dinner party with this guy under any circumstances whatsoever.
Hello, I'm U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. I want to thank the Austria World Summit for inviting me to say a few words today. And I want to recognize all of the leaders who are gathered here for your continuing commitment to addressing the global challenge of climate change. It's clear to all of us by now that climate change is a major threat to security and prosperity everywhere. Now, stories of climate disaster have always been on humanity's mind in some fashion, dating back to ancient legends and scriptural traditions in nearly every faith, telling of floods, fires, and other calamities. But the climate challenge in front of us is not some prophecy of cosmic doom. It is a specific set of problems.
Now, back in ancient times, when you read the Epic of Gilgamesh, you will see a flood story, and that speaks to me as Secretary of Transportation. He's so awful. He's awful. It made him sort of the apex predator of left-wing radical gender ideology. People, that's the only reason they're looking at this mediocre white guy who was the poor mayor of a very small town in Indiana, and they're like, this guy should be president of the United States. So he represents that he's what the white progressive lady's like. And then there's the second half of the Democratic Party, and that is represented supposedly by Kamala Harris. Now, even among black Americans are not like, I love Kamala Harris, she is just the best, but she's what a white progressive lady's idea of what black people want is. It's really quite astonishing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. No agreement in the debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and the White House. Lawmakers briefly resumed talks Friday after they were put on pause earlier in the day. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend in order for lawmakers to have enough time to pass it before the deadline. Former President Trump is urging Republicans to dig in their heels on the debt discussions. On social media platform Truth Social, the former president wrote, quote, Republicans should not make a deal on the debt ceiling unless they get everything they want, end quote. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell is hinting about a pause in interest rate hikes.
The Fed started raising interest rates 14 months ago to try to hold off inflation. Speaking at a Fed conference in Washington, Powell says interest rates are high enough to restrain borrowing, spending, and economic growth in an attempt to cool inflation.
The risks of doing too much versus doing too little are becoming more balanced, and our policy has adjusted to reflect that fact.
Several Fed officials signaled support for suspending the rate increases, at least at next month's meeting. Powell also noted the collapse of three large banks, which could cause banks to reduce the pace of lending, which could weaken the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A three-year-old colt faces an uphill battle in pursuit of the Triple Crown.
Mage's path through Triple Crown season is not an easy one. The Kentucky Derby winner opened as the favorite for this weekend's Preakness Stakes, but Mage will have to top a field that includes Bob Baffert-trained National Treasure and others to become the first horse to take the first two Triple Crown races since Justify in 2018. The race changed when top contender First Mission was scratched early Friday, leaving only seven to run. The result will depend on how Mage handles the two-week turnaround, what pace develops, and whether jockey Javier Castellano can set up another winning trip down the stretch. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ms. Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
There have been more executions in connection with government protest in Iran.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The CDC is reporting another death linked to recalled eye drops Delsym Pharma and Esricare. The tainted eye drops are now linked to four deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss. More at townhall.com. China is not happy about Western arms sales to Ukraine. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Deputy Permanent UN Representative Gen Xiong has again criticized the sales, saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukrainian president addresses a summit of Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia. His appearance Friday came before what a senior official said would be a trip to Japan for a meeting with the G7 leaders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thanks for tuning in to the Matt Walsh Show. The University of Minnesota Medical School is prestigious, has a great reputation. Each year is ranked among the best medical schools in the entire country. A man named Dr. Robert Englander is the Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education at the school, and he is, like the institution he serves, highly regarded, highly respected. His resume includes Yale Medical School, Johns Hopkins, Harvard Medical School, a residency at Children's National Medical Center. He's run the Ivy League medical school gamut. And there was a time when all of that stuff might have meant that the University of Minnesota Medical School and men like Dr. Robert Englander can be trusted. But those days are long gone. Here's the report from the Tennessee Star. Quote, University of Minnesota Medical School students took an oath to, quote, promote a culture of anti-racism during an August 19th white coat ceremony. White coats, the students said, are themselves a symbol of power, prestige, and dominance. Therefore, students will, quote, strive to reclaim their identity as a symbol of responsibility, humility, and loving kindness. Quote, we commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system, the student said. According to a video of the ceremony, Dr. Robert Englander, Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education, led students in reciting the oath, which he described as beautiful. He said the class oath was written by the students in consultation with their faculty advisors. Now, you can't fully appreciate this until you've actually seen the video, which was posted to Twitter by Chris Ruffaut, and let's go through it now. Here it is.
With gratitude, we, the students of the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Medical School Class of 2026, stand here today among our friends, families, peers, mentors, and communities who have supported us in reaching this milestone. Our institution is located on Dakota land. Today, many indigenous people throughout the state, including Dakota and Ojibwe, call the Twin Cities home. We also recognize this acknowledgement is not enough. We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system. We recognize inequities built by past and present traumas rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression.
Well, you're right. This acknowledgement is not enough. Your apology is not complete. I will not believe that the repentance is sincere until Dr. Robert Englander demonstrates it through self-immolation. I mean literal self-immolation, like setting himself on fire, rather than simply immolating his credibility as a medical professional and his dignity as a man. I mean, that much he has done, but I gotta see the full thing. You gotta go all the way. So, as we heard there, it begins with the classic land acknowledgement, where members of modern Western civilization apologize for being members of modern Western civilization. Granted, all people everywhere on Earth are living on land that was once occupied and owned by other people. All inhabited regions of the globe, without exception, have been fought over and bled over and for. No other culture, though, apologizes for this fact, just as Native Americans never apologize for their own history of conquest and bloodshed. This is a confrontation that they are never required to have with their own past. Only modern Westerners are stupid enough for this kind of thing. But the greater concern is that this doctor and these medical students are in creepy unison declaring the gender binary oppressive. Now, it's theoretically possible that somebody could be a competent medical professional even while suffering from a terminal case of performative white guilt. And that's all the land acknowledgement stuff signifies. But it is impossible that somebody could be a competent medical professional or even a semi-competent one while harboring the delusion that biology is some sort of oppressive patriarchal construct and conspiracy. All of their medical work must happen within the context of biological realities. If they don't understand those realities or have pledged to pretend they don't understand them, then they can't be trusted. I mean, I wouldn't even take Tylenol if these lunatics recommended it, because they are fatally compromised. And we're not done yet. Let's continue.
As we enter this profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all indigenous ways of healing that have been historically marginalized by Western medicine.
I'm sorry, what? Honor all indigenous ways of healing? All of them? All? Are you sure? All? I mean, most indigenous ways of healing are based in paganism and animism. You know, the belief that all things, including rocks and rivers and plants and all that, have souls and are in a sense, supernatural. This is the belief system that these ideas are rooted in. Primitive people, you know, may have had some useful medical insights about plants and medicinal plants and all that, but they were ignorant of most of the scientific realities that make modern medicine possible. So when you say all, are we including, for example, the primitive practice of trepanation, which is boring holes in a person's skull to treat spiritual or physical illnesses? That's something that indigenous people in this part of the world did, especially in South America. So are we honoring that? What about bloodletting or topical ointments made out of animal droppings and dead lizards? What about ritualistic and medicinal cannibalism? Is Minnesota Medical School going to start teaching those strategies too?
I have more to say on this, but just a quick word from our sponsor. I'll be right back.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In indigenous cultures, most medical issues are treated by shaman, you know, witch doctors, who would get high on hallucinogens and then dance around shaking a magical stick or whatever. Is that the sort of treatment plan I can now expect from doctors who earn degrees from Minnesota Medical School? If I go to the doctor complaining of a backache, is he going to say, okay, hang on a second, and like dose himself with some LSD and start dancing around the room, chanting? Perhaps so, because we wouldn't want to marginalize those medical practices. Continuing on.
Knowing that health is intimately connected to our environment, we commit to healing our planet and communities. We vow to embrace our role as community members and strive to embody cultural humility. We promise to continue restoring trust in the medical system and fulfilling our responsibilities as educators and advocates. We commit to collaborating with social, political, and additional systems to advance health equity.
Cultural humility, he says. You know, the other thing that's annoying about all this is that as always, like, they never are consistent in the principle. So cultural humility, in and of itself, I would agree with. So, and there's not a lot of cultural humility these days, which is why we spend so much time, tearing down statues and monuments and everything and talking about the sins of our ancestors and our forefathers, elevating ourselves above them, you know, engaging in this kind of chronological snobbery, as I believe C.S. Lewis put it. So we're doing that. It's like people that lived before us were a bunch of barbaric scumbags simply because they lived before us, and we're better because we live now. But then at the exact same time, we're also told that, well, we don't want to marginalize indigenous healing methods. So on one hand, there is no cultural humility. And then on the other hand, there's also at the exact same time, this like degrading, debasing of yourself where you're elevating these primitive concepts above you. But all this is racially based, of course. That's how we explain the patterns. Anyway, this is a relief because they did also say there in that last clip that they're restoring trust in the medical system. They're restoring trust by making me think that I'm probably better off simply dying of any serious disease I contract rather than consulting with one of these lunatics. That's how they restore trust. But as always, you know, though this footage is deeply horrifying, though it may chill you to the bone to see what modern medicine has become, it is good that you see it. I would rather that they utter these incantations in full public view on camera than do it in secret. It allows us to see where we stand, and it also helps us to understand that we are dealing not with an ideology or a political system. This is not merely, you know, doctors who are partisan or have political biases. Those kinds of doctors have always existed, of course. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a religion. It is a religion unlike any other in the history of the world because this religion is centered around the fundamental rejection of truth. Many religions before this have been untrue. Many religions have had false ideas about the world, but even the false and untrue ones have strived for truth. They claim to be true. They saw themselves as an access point for truth, as maybe the only access point for truth. But this modern Western liberal religion simply rejects truth as a category. Now, this is not ignorance. Indigenous cultures, with their often counterproductive medical practices, were ignorant through no fault of their own. All ancient people were ignorant. They didn't know very much about how the physical world functions or why. These things had not been explained to them yet. Many cases had not been discovered yet. But the religion of leftism stands in the light of truth. It stands on the shoulders of people who have revealed many important truths to them, and then it chooses falsehood. It chooses ignorance. As an act of will, it chooses untruth. There have been false religions. This, on the other hand, is falsehood as religion. And these cultists, these religious fanatics, are in positions of power and prestige in our culture. They run our schools and our government, and now they run the medical field, which is something to keep in mind the next time you have to go to the doctor, at least.
We'll be back with more in just a minute after a quick word from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes.
State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
6895.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Here's Morning Joe offering some insightful exegesis of his own. Let's listen to that.
As a Southern Baptist that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible, Jesus never once talked about abortion. Never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy. Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it there. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and breathing hell here on earth. They've also conveniently overlooked the parts of the New Testament where Jesus talks about taking care of the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live a hopeless life, because they believe, these state legislators believe, that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth. And Caddy, what a powerful message yesterday.
Yes, powerful, just a powerful straw man there. Every single part of that was a straw man. And, you know, leftists, they really think that they're onto something here. They always think that this is some sort of gotcha. Oh, you see, Jesus doesn't mention abortion. There you go. But a couple points about that. First of all, abortion is the killing of innocent human life. And the Bible does, in fact, forbid that. forbids that all across the Old and New Testament. Forbids it in the Ten Commandments. Jesus forbids it. Okay, these things are explicitly forbidden. Violence against the innocent, harming the innocent. Actually, what Jesus says is that, and he specifies it for children too. He says that if you're going to harm a child, it'd be better for you to have a millstone hung around your neck and to be drowned in the sea. Okay, that's how strong Jesus felt about it. One of the many statements that if Jesus had never said that, or even though he had, like if today, if a Christian goes around speaking in terms as strong as that, they'll be accused, well, that's unchristlike. You're saying that it'd be better for someone to have a stone hung around their neck and be drowned in the sea? That's violent and terrible and unchrist. No, it's literally Christ-like because that's literally what he said. And it is literal. Like, it would be better for you, if you're going to harm a child, it would actually be better for you to just drown yourself. So, yes, both the Bible forbids abortion, broadly speaking, and so does Jesus because harming the innocent is forbidden. Now, does it specify that, is there any point where it says, hey, by the way, to all you modern readers, when we say don't kill innocent people, we include babies in that? No, it doesn't say that. It shouldn't need to say that. In fact, it doesn't, when we are forbidden from murdering, it rarely specifies groups of people because we're supposed to understand that it applies to everyone. Okay, it also doesn't say that, it says don't murder people. It never says that you can't murder a middle-aged woman or a teenage boy or someone who's 90 years old. It never specifies any stage of human development or any age group because it applies to all of them. And if you're not brain dead, you should already know that. Like it should be, you shouldn't have to ask the question. If somebody says to you, if God says to you, as he says to us in scripture, don't murder people, you shouldn't need the follow-up question of, oh, sorry, Lord, does that include babies? Are they? Oh, we can't murder them either. Okay, thanks. Did you really need that specified for you? But here's the other problem. If you need these kinds of very specific rules laid out for you, or if you think that Jesus was supposed to specifically mention every issue that we deal with today, well, that's a problem for the left, isn't it? Because especially if they want to bring the Bible up. I mean, once again, what have I told you before? When the Bible is brought into a discussion about abortion especially, it is 9 times out of 10, or maybe 9.9 times out of 10, someone on the left who brings it up. So they are the ones constantly bringing religion and the Bible and Jesus into not just the abortion conversation, but any conversation about a social issue. They constantly bring that in, and then they accuse us of basing our entire point of view on the Bible and religion and all. Well, you're only saying that because of the Bible. You're only saying that because of religion. So, on one hand, we only are saying this because we're following the Bible, as if that would be a bad thing anyway. But then on the other hand, the Bible doesn't say that. It's very confused. But the point is this. The left tells us that trans people have always existed. You know, transgenderism. The fact that we're seeing this skyrocketing rise in transgender identification in modern times, that's not any social contagion. It's not because people are being indoctrinated or groomed or anything like that, they claim. It's because, well, this many trans people have always existed. It's just that they were, you know, they didn't feel comfortable identifying themselves as such. Well, it means that trans people existed in Jesus' time, and yet Jesus never says anything about trans rights. Never says anything about it. Actually, one of the very first things we're told in the Bible is that God created us male and female. There's no mention of any other category. There's no indication anywhere that a man can be a woman. So by Joe Scarborough's logic, trans rights out the window. Jesus never says it. You know what else he doesn't mention? Doesn't mention gay rights. Quite the opposite, actually. And Jesus also never mentions plenty of things that we should all agree are bad, like he never specifically condemns slavery as an institution. He never specifically condemns child pornography or rape. Now, does that mean that we as Christians should endorse all of those things or be indifferent or not have an opinion? Does it mean that Jesus endorsed them? No, obviously not. because Jesus didn't come to earth to just provide a list of every single bad thing we shouldn't do. But we are given commandments and principles and moral teachings, which we are then supposed to apply to all of these situations and all of these issues. And if you take the moral teachings that we are given by Jesus and you apply them to slavery, child pornography, rape, you can easily see that according to these principles, those things are horrific evils. We also recognize it as a matter of natural law. Like we inherently recognize it. It's written on our heart. And the same thing goes for abortion. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Senator K. Marie and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Time Media.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. I want you to watch this ad that Tim Ryan posted on his Twitter account. And he's very proud of this ad, but I want you to watch this.
Hi, my name's Nick Brown. I'm a resident of Willoughby, Ohio. I've lived in Ohio all my life. I'm also an Army veteran. I was active duty for 4 years, and I'm currently a reserve officer in the JAG Corps. This race, to me, is one of the most important races in America today. This is a race that is going to change a lot of lives. We've seen what happened recently with Roe, and it's going to take legislative action to be able to change that. And I have two daughters, and it's incredible to me how much their lives changed in the last 2 weeks. Sorry, I'm getting emotional right now. But my wife is going to be working on this campaign. She's never done it before in her life. This is not the America that I know. Tim Ryan is the opportunity to change this around.
So this is a man, and I use that term only in the biological sense in this case. This is a man who is crying. It's getting emotional at the thought that his daughters won't be able to abort his grandchildren. So he is emotional. He's distraught. He's got young daughters, and he's already thinking about the future he wants for them, and he wants to make sure they can have abortions. So he's already thinking about his young daughters' abortions, and he's very upset that his own progeny, his own descendants, his own grandchildren will not be able to be killed. Potentially. But I say, yet again, if this is the foot that the Democrats want to put forward, then I say, go for it. I have more to say on this, but just a quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
There's no denying it. Gold is hot right now. Prices are soaring, and experts are predicting even more to come. Not so long ago, gold reached its all-time high of $2,069 an ounce, and now it's inching even closer to that number again. Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the world, is saying gold will rise further still to over $2,200 an ounce later this year. Well, gold is already a safety net for your hard-earned money, and now, when the stock market is all over the place and the value of the dollar is uncertain, being safe really counts like never before. Noble Gold Investments is offering a 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin for any qualified IRA. A solid silver U.S. Mint issued coin celebrating our national parks free with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Here's a pediatrician with a familiar line about puberty blockers. This is on another pediatrician on TikTok. Now, once again, obviously, goes without saying, for me to take this video and show it to you is an act of terrorism and incitement. How dare I? But here's what she said.
Puberty blockers are used once puberty has started, but not when you're too far along. And what they do is they just pause your puberty where it's at. And that gives you time to further explore your gender identity without the extra pressure of developing in a gender in which you might not feel comfortable. And then if you continue those puberty blockers long enough, then you can start replacement therapy with the gender identity hormone of your choice when you reach usually around 15 or so, or once you've been on that puberty blocker for at least a couple of years. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's the account is called Ask the Doctor or Ask a Doctor. So, you know, if you have any medical questions, you can go and ask this doctor and she will simply lie to your face with delusional, insane, dangerous nonsense like what you just heard there. But it's familiar nonsense at this point, especially if you've seen my film, What is a Woman, which you can go to whatiswoman.com if you haven't seen it and watch it there. You are familiar with this nonsense because it's the same thing that I heard from several so-called experts that, well, you could just pause it, just put it on pause. A total lie, of course, and it reveals again on the left, and we see this with a lot of what they say about climate change and environmentalism too. We see it, slightly less malignant form of it, but still pretty malignant, which is this total lack of respect for nature. As much as they talk about nature, a total lack of respect for it, for the power of nature. And that includes human nature. That includes biology. So you're treating the process of human development, it's like a game that you're talking about. The analogy that one of the people I talked to in What is a Woman used is it's music. You could just pause it and then pick up the next note of the song. But really, they're talking about it like it is a game, like it's a video game. You just hit the pause button and you can freeze it right there and then come back to it anytime and pick up right where you left off. That's not how nature works. You're talking about a system in human beings anyway that's been in place for millions of years, and you think you can circumvent it like that easily? Just pop a pill? Circumvent this process without any downside whatsoever? No side effects? You could take a pill and put someone, kind of freeze someone at the exact moment of development they're currently at and keep them there indefinitely. By the way, if this was true, would this not be the key to like immortality, basically? If that's true, that you could just take a pill and freeze your physical development in place and then resume at some other time, then, I mean, I guess you could take puberty blockers, you know, someone could take puberty blockers for 60 years. And then when they're technically in their 70s, they could pick up with development again and end up living in, you know, until they're like in their mid-100s. If that's how it worked. But that is not how it works at all. I mean, what you can do is you can essentially by poisoning these kids, and when you're using the drugs this way, off-label, in a way that they're not meant to be used, you're poisoning them, and you can stunt their growth, and you can mess with the biological processes, but there are significant side effects. And we can't even really call them side effects because they're the effects, they're really the intended effects. We'll be back with more in just a minute after a quick word from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Today we check in with the fat community over at TikTok, a realm that we may call TikTok. That's actually my producer Sean's joke. Now, as the host of the show, it's my God-given right to steal the joke without credit. I can steal any joke I hear around here because it's mine. That's the way it goes. But I've decided to forego that privilege and give credit where it's due in this case. So there it is, TikTok. Anyway, we'll start with one recent viral video from a fat activist, and then perhaps we'll continue down the TikTok rabbit hole and see what else we may find. Here it is.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today. If white people didn't go looking for spices, then various sea routes to Indian subcontinent and Africa and other places of the world would not get discovered. And if they didn't get discovered, then East India Company would never come to Indian subcontinent. And if they didn't come, then the fertility of the land would not get destroyed, because they forced us to cultivate tobacco and dyes and opioid, things like that, and that destroyed the fertility of my country. And then, if that didn't happen, and if they didn't exploit and extract resources until my ancestors were left with nothing to eat, we wouldn't move to this grain-heavy, very little nutritious diet that we have today. Also, if white people didn't come to the Indian subcontinent, then my ancestors would not go through 50 small, medium, large famines in period of 200 years. That's a lot. And in 1943, nearly 3 million people would not have died due to starvation and malnutrition. And if that didn't happen, then this entire place and the people of this place would not adapt to survive on lower calories.
Okay, I didn't realize that was a 45-minute clip. But it's a fun game, I have to admit. It's like the self-victimizing version of 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Just take some negative aspect of yourself that you don't want to take responsibility for, and then find a way to cast the blame as far away from yourself as possible. I can do this too, you know. For instance, I tend to be impatient and at times ill-tempered, I admit. It's not my fault, though. It can actually be traced directly back to Alexander the Great's invasion of Persia in 334 BC. I'll need to do some research on Wikipedia to connect all the dots, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. Actually, in this woman's case, you might compare it more to a sort of it's sort of like a butterfly effect, but for fatness. So a butterfly flaps its wings 700 miles away, sets off a chain of causation that eventually ends with this girl eating a cheeseburger. Although here, in a rather extraordinary feat of deflection, she has punted responsibility actually out of this century, halfway across the previous millennium. Imagine the mental gymnastics required to be in the process of devouring like a Cinnabon while thinking to yourself, this is all Vasco da Gama's fault. Damn you, Vasco. Meanwhile, there is, as always, an obvious contradiction at work here. On the one hand, we're told that fat is beautiful, fat is good, fat is healthy, fat is desirable. On the other hand, it's also very important for us to believe that fat people are fat through no fault of their own. So it's like, this is good, but it's not my fault. Well, if it's beautiful and good, then why would you not want to take credit for it? In fact, if white people made this girl fat, then shouldn't she be thanking us, given that fat is beautiful? We made you beautiful. You're welcome. Which is it, is my question. You have to choose. Pick a lane. Either it's bad and it's not my fault, or it's good, in which case the blame game makes no sense. Let's watch the next one.
Fat shaming and skinny shaming are the same.
Actually, no, they're not. Fat people are denied jobs, proper medical care, health insurance, they're paid less, they don't have equal access to clothing, travel, many public spaces. Even the body mass index, the way that it discriminates against women, especially women of color, it was created for and based around white men. Like, fat phobia is literally rooted in anti-blackness. It's rooted in racism and sexism. Skinny shaming is not. How many times have you seen marketing campaigns that are labeled, get fat quick, finally add those stubborn 30 pounds? Show me where all the weight gain industries are. Show me all the damaging messages that say that skinny equals unworthy life or skinny equals ugly. When is the last time that you've been penalized financially when an aircraft seat had to be accommodated to your smaller body? When is the last time you've walked into a doctor's office and after they weighed you, stopped listening to what you were actually there for and told you to just gain weight because it will fix everything? Fat people endure all of that and more. Skinny people do not face employment discrimination or medical discrimination. The world was designed for you. Eat a burger is just not comparable to systemic abuse and oppression.
I mean, she's absolutely right. You know, fat shaming and skinny shaming are not the same. Because if you're shaming somebody for being skinny, then you're shaming them for a healthy physique, provided that they aren't, you know, rail thin. If you're shaming them for being fat, you're shaming them for being in an unhealthy and destructive physical state. You really shouldn't be walking up to people and shaming them for their appearance in either case, but it is without question worse to shame a good thing than it is to shame a bad thing. But my favorite part of this clip is her list of oppressions and persecutions that fat people face. She says fat people don't have equal access to clothing, which is an interesting way of putting it. So if I gorge myself during Thanksgiving and put on 5 pounds in one weekend, I can then complain that I don't have equal access to my own pants anymore. Yet, contrary to the way she phrases it, there is no law preventing fat people from wearing clothing. I mean, incidentally, this is actually news that someone should probably share with Lizzo. It's like, you're allowed to wear clothes, just so you know. By the way, the reason there aren't advertisements telling people how to add pounds, she says, why are there any there's no ads telling people to put on pounds. Well, the reason for that is that, number one, you don't want to add pounds, right? It's unhealthy. But also, nobody needs help doing that. Putting on weight is easy and fun and often delicious. You just make a tray of brownies. That's all it takes. There's no further assistance required. So that's why you don't find that. Let's check out one more.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I am really sick and tired of skinny coming on this app and trying to compare fat phobia to getting called a door once. That's called body shaming, and it literally happens to every single person on the planet at least once. It's not a systemic issue. Girl, I went to my doctor when I got diagnosed with severe depression, and she deadass looked at me and said, lose some weight and break up with your boyfriend. I was in school today thinking about where I wanted to go for off-campus lunch, and I started looking up restaurant menus and realized that I didn't want to linger on the tab too long in case somebody looked over at the fat girl's laptop, seeing where she wanted to go for lunch and judging me for it. I can't walk into a 7-Eleven and order a Slurpee and some Skittles because I'm afraid that when I put them down on the counter like a skinny person could do with no problem, somebody's gonna judge me for it. I've applied to a job at a restaurant and heard somebody say how they're not gonna hire me because they think I'm fat enough to eat all the food. I'm terrified to be seen eating in my car or eating alone. Y'all got insulted once and ran with it.
This is what the youth of today are spending their energy on. This is what they're arguing. These are the subjects they're discussing. What's worse, fat shaming or skinny shaming? Oh, my God. Okay, let's go through a few things here. I would absolutely, absolutely judge you if you were buying a Slurpee and Skittles at the same time. I mean, fat or skinny, if I see someone washing down Skittles with a Slurpee, yes, I'm going to make some judgments about that person. That's disgusting, and you would deserve to be judged for it. Absolutely, you deserve judgment. In fact, if someone walked up to you to your face and made fun of you for buying Slurpees and Skittles at the same time, you would deserve that too. It'd be good. It'd be a wake-up call for you. It's like an intervention. Guess what? You don't get to be free of the world's judgment. Here's a newsflash for everybody watching right now. You don't get to be free of the world's judgment. You don't. Nobody does. You are being judged all the time. All the time. People look at us and observe our behavior and make judgments. That's just, sometimes the judgments are bad. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're neutral. This is just what it means to live in a society among other rational creatures. You can accept that and move on with your life, or you can sit around crying about, I'm being judged, I'm being judged. Yes, you are. Okay, we've established that. Live your life now. Or just stay huddled in a corner in a fetal position. Stop judging me. Well, you've chosen the latter, I suppose. And now you're on TikTok, like, I can't even freebase pixie sticks behind the dumpster at 7-Eleven without being judged. Of course you can. Nor should such behavior be free of judgment. Also, you most certainly were not turned down for a job at a restaurant because the interviewer said you'd eat all the food. Okay, that just didn't happen. It absolutely 100% did not happen. However, did a doctor actually tell you that the cure for depression is to break up with your loser boyfriend and shed a few pounds? I hope so, because that's actually fantastic advice. I wish more doctors would help their patients adjust their lifestyles before writing prescriptions. You had a good doctor who cared about your health, which is why I assume you never went back to him again. All in all, if these experiences, as you describe them, actually all happened and were upsetting to you, there is a solution. It's a solution totally within your power. You can lose weight. It won't be easy, but you can do it. It is possible. I know from experience that there is a correlation between diet, lifestyle, and weight. We all know this from experience. This is the point that the fattivists, seem to always miss. You can't lie to the rest of us about this issue. You can't pretend that you have nothing to do with your own waistline. All of us have experienced putting on weight because we ate too much and didn't get enough exercise. All of us in the modern world have experienced that. We know that's how it works. We also know that it's difficult. It takes self-control to practice dietary discipline. And we know that's why you don't want to do it. Not because you're oppressed or the victim of white supremacy. It's just, it's hard, and you don't want to do something that's hard. We've all been there, to one degree or another, which is why you would actually have our sympathy if you just said, I know I can get healthy, but it's really hard, and so I'm struggling. You could just say that. That's a statement I totally sympathize with, because whether it's weight or something else, we all have things about ourselves that we don't like or we want to improve. You know, but we have trouble improving those things because it's hard to improve something about yourself. Doesn't matter what it is. And we all have flaws. And so if your flaw is that you tend to overeat and you don't get enough exercise and so you put on weight, that's a flaw. It is a flaw. You're not the only one in the world with flaws. We all have them. And you could rightly point out that we all have flaws. That's true. But when you make your flaw into a cause, right, into a banner that you march under, you try to convince the world that your flaw is actually a virtue, well, now you've made it an issue we have to talk about. That's on you. If you would just admit that it's a flaw, that you do have control over it, then it's an entirely different situation. You know, for the rest of us with our flaws, we have them not because, we have trouble solving them, not because we can't solve them or it's impossible or because it's all the fault of spice traders in the 1500s. We can control ourselves, but it's difficult, and we have trouble doing difficult things. Everyone does. That's why we call them difficult. That's something that we can all, as humans, relate to and sympathize with, and we can commiserate with each other about that. We can also support each other and help each other. But you can't really have anyone's support or anyone's help or even sympathy if you refuse to be accountable for your own choices. As long as you insist on blaming everything and everyone but yourself, you'll never get over the hurdle. You'll be stuck with the burden forever while trying to convince yourself that you're happy with it, but you know better, you're not. And that is why these fat activists on TikTok are today, unfortunately, I must say, canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. It appears the FBI broke the law in getting information on Americans.
That's according to a newly released, heavily blacked out court order. Senior FBI officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to reporters under ground rules set by the government, attributed the majority of the violations to confusion and a lack of common understanding about the querying standards, and said that the Bureau has made significant changes since then. One of the officials said an internal audit showed an increased compliance rate from 82% before the reforms were implemented to 96% afterwards.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. A new poll shows that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's approval ratings are looking impressive.
The Nebraska House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's approval ratings have reached an all-time high after increasing by 10 percentage points since taking over as the number one House Republican in January, according to a new poll. Nearly half, or 46% of voters, approve of the California Republican's job performance since becoming Speaker, a 10-point increase from the 32% who said the same in January, according to a survey from YouGov. About 36% say they disapprove, which fares slightly better than the 37% who said the same just 4 months ago. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
Nebraska passes sweeping pro-family legislation.
The Nebraska legislature has passed a bill that combines a 12-week abortion ban with restrictions on puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for children. Conservative lawmakers wrangled just enough votes to end a filibuster, then pass it Friday. An initial vote on Tuesday rolled the bans into one bill. Republican Governor Jim Pillen has promised to sign it. An emergency clause attached allows the measures to take effect as soon as that happens. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Toyota has found improper crash tests for model and suspended shipments.
It's just the latest in a series of embarrassing woes plaguing Japan's top automaker. The latest problem affects over 56,000 Toyota Raize hybrid vehicles produced by Daihatsu, a manufacturer specializing in small models and wholly owned by Toyota. It also affects over 22,000 vehicles sold as the Daihatsu Rocky and all sold in Japan. Just a week ago, Toyota acknowledged a decade-long breach at its online connected service that put information on more than 2 million vehicles at risk for leaks. No breaches, though, were reported. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Instagram is set to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. According to Bloomberg, the company has been secretly working with celebrities and so-called influencers to test the new app that will be separate from Instagram but connected to Instagram accounts. Users will be limited to 500 characters of text. News and analysis at townhall.com. A growing number of New York counties are trying to keep from being overwhelmed by a rising tide of illegal immigrants sent their way via New York City.
Niagara is the latest upstate county to take action aimed at heading off a potential migrant influx from New York City. A state of emergency has been declared. County officials say they don't have the resources to house the illegal aliens. And referring to New York City's sanctuary status, one Niagara County lawmaker says now that this ill-conceived policy has produced the predictable results, it appears state and city officials are looking to upstate counties to bail them out. Rich Thomason reporting.
Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the 21-year-old Air National Guard member to be held in custody without bail Friday after prosecutors argued that he was a flight risk. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Stories of climate disaster have always been on humanity's mind in some fashion, dating back to ancient legends and scriptural traditions in nearly every faith, telling of floods, fires, and other calamities. But the climate challenge in front of us is not some prophecy of cosmic doom. It is a specific set of problems.
Ah, yes, this is it's a specific set of problems that constitute the secular apocalypse, which is still doom. You know, the Mayans had massive child sacrifice ceremonies because they wanted better weather. Yeah, they wanted more rain for the crops next year, you know, better sunshine to get a tan, get a nice tan. That was Pete Buttigieg, of course, the transportation secretary, talking about the weather again. Hey, weather's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, there have always been, he says, apocalyptic doom cults, doomsday death cults surrounding the weather, and they are today's version of that. They are the 21st century iteration of ancient climate doomsday death cults. Boy, yeah, you know, the Incas, they would sacrifice children by the busload. They didn't have buses, of course, but by the busload, metaphorically speaking, because they wanted more rain for the crops next year and stuff, and they would break all their bones and do all kinds of stuff. But we'll move on from that. Michael just surprised me with the Pete Buttigieg soundbite to open the big radio broadcast today. And I don't know, I flashed back at my primordial memory to the Inca massive ceremonial child sacrifices, which were, and it was the Mayans did the same thing, and it's, you saw a lot of this back then. And now we kind of see the same thing. You know, they've got this voluntary human extinction movement going, the Democrat Party does, right? And, you know, 64 million abortions, and they're like, hey, more parking for you and more parking for me. And it's good for the climate to have fewer people because they won't be driving around in Priuses or whatever with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris bumper stickers on them. But I digress. That one just popped up out of the bushes over there. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625 if you wish to participate in our humble radio broadcast. 888-630-9625. And there is a lot to talk about today because the Democrats are still peddling their stuff. And they always provide me with an overabundance of crazy. We've got Joe Biden. You see Joe Biden in Hiroshima. Hiroshima. He met with a Hiroshima survivor. A survivor of Hiroshima. And I saw on the news this morning, he did not apologize. That's what I saw. So that probably means that he did, because they, you know, for whatever they tell you on the news, they were told by the White House, no doubt, he did not apologize, which would be an indication that he did apologize, because they're always sorry that we won the war. It'd be much better if the Empire of Japan controlled everything west of the Rockies. Know what I'm talking about? And still a bit of a hubbub over there in the Pacific region. Because Joe Biden, he was going to go to Japan, right, and Hiroshima, and then he was going to go to Papua New Guinea. And they declared a national holiday because it was the first visit to New Guinea by a president of the United States. And they so it's a big deal. And they said, well, we're going to declare this a national holiday. The president, he was going to be there for 3 hours. President of the United States, kind of a big deal to be president of the United States. And he was going to be there for 3 hours in New Guinea. And they declared a national holiday because they love a party. And then Joe Biden said, I don't think we're going to go because we got this debt ceiling fight and we got to politicize that. And you see, the NAACP has jumped in. The NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And just don't say colored people, except in the context of the NAACP. People of color, they should probably change it, don't you think? The NAAPOC. National Association for the Advancement of People of Color. That'd be more appropriate to the day. If the name, the NAACP, were a statue, the Democrats would tear it down. First they'd spray paint it, then they'd tear it down. But I digress once again. So Joe Biden is not going to Papua New Guinea, and they're crestfallen. They're very upset. They had this this plan for a national holiday, and the President of the United States coming, and you know, big chief, and 3 hours, it's going to be a big deal. And then, wah, wah, wah. And there are headlines all over Asia and Australia and New Guinea. Headlines like, Biden's Papua New Guinea no-show deals blow to U.S. credibility in Pacific. Because, you know, Joe Biden couldn't cut a deal with the Congress before he left, and now they got to do this whole showboat TV show thing where he's going to come back and save the day to keep us from going into default, which wasn't going to happen and isn't going to happen. And the Republicans already offered to increase the national debt by $1.5 trillion. But that's not nearly enough because, in fact, the NAACP chief came out and said it's racist. Unsurprisingly, because it's another Democrat Party front group, just by the way. And also Joe Biden in Hiroshima was coming down some steps. They were cut stone steps, and he stumbled a bit. He stumbled a bit because, you know, he's not a field goal kicker anymore, nor was he ever, but that's okay. And so he had a stumble, and I'm glad that he didn't fall because he could have broken a hip or something and stone steps. But he's, you know, he likes to skip around like he's real athletic. He's headed off to watch another episode of Hazel, and he's running down the hallway. He got his bib on. But he was coming down the steps and he nearly fell, and the news media really didn't notice. It's not a thing. And it reminded me of the moment when President Trump was at, I believe he was at West Point, right? Giving the commencement address at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. And, it was kind of drizzly, and President Trump was coming down a ramp, and it was apparently kind of slippery, and he held steady for a moment, right? And the headlines, like CNN's headline that day, was Trump defends cautious walk down ramp, which raised questions about his health. See, it raised questions. That's the CNN headline. Their middle name is News. And CNN, it raised questions about his health. Now, nothing has raised questions about Joe Biden's health. Isn't that amazing? It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Also, speaking of Joe Biden's health, he had his nuclear waste czar, or a czarina, if you will, at the Department of Energy, an individual non-binary, who is apparently named Sam Brinton. Sam Brinton. You remember this guy, person? I think he uses they, their pronouns and stuff, right? Am I right? He shaves his head, grows a mustache, wears, a Roberta Flack dress. Roberta Flack, yeah, sure. And Sam Brinton was arrested again, night before last. And they handcuffed him and frog marched him out of his house. And now he's in the can. He's in the can again. But, you know, as we understand, he likes it in the can. So that's, that's the thing about Sam Brinton. So Sam Brinton, ex-nuclear waste Department of Energy official in the Biden administration, arrested for, quote, being fugitive from justice. Fugitive from justice. This is the, remember he stole the woman's luggage from the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport and then wore her clothes. And then he stole the woman's luggage from the Harry the Body Reed airport in Las Vegas, Nevada. And woman's luggage, and he wore her clothes. And it was all pretty expensive stuff. He's not stealing the cheap stuff, you know. He got an American Eagle bag. He's not taking that. He's just taking the fancy stuff. And, American canvas, you know, that canvas duffel bags. But they, then he came to Washington and he stole a woman's luggage from, Ronald Reagan, Washington National Airport and, my local airport. And the woman was an African, still is an African immigrant, and she's a clothing designer. You may have seen her interviewed. She's really great. She's wonderful and she gives a great interview. And she makes beautiful clothing. See, she's a designer of clothing and with an African motif, beautiful stuff. And the nice lady went online and, saw Sam Brinton wearing her clothes and said, say, wait a minute. Those are my one of a kind designs that I had in my luggage one. And she was coming to Washington, D.C. for a fashion expo where she was going to grow her business and sell her clothes and become famous for her beautiful clothing. And not so fast, Sam Brinton, nuclear waste official, Department of Energy, Biden administration, stole her luggage and then dressed up in her clothing, one-of-a-kind clothing, and posted the pictures on Al Gore's amazing internet because he's not the brightest non-binary transgender person in the world, but a pretty pretty amazing story. So he was. I'll get into that in a little bit. I'll get more because there's more to get to in that one, and it's sort of a fun story, you know, in as much as handcuffs and arrests and in the can and luggage thieves. Is that like a Fellini movie, The Luggage Thief? That's a pretty amazing stuff. Also here in America. On the economy, about 2 in 5 Americans are struggling to pay our bills every month. 2 in 5 Americans. And Newsmax has the story today, but CNN and the Washington Post do not because they don't cover the news. They uncover it. They cover it up. And with that bad economic news and the debt ceiling issues and all of that, the NAACP jumps in with calling the process racist. I think they call the debt ceiling racist. You got to bankrupt the country, otherwise you're a racist. And speaking of the LA Dodgers, who was speaking of the LA Dodgers? The Los Angeles Dodgers. They had a big plan for their transgender night with transgender nuns, and of course the gay Muslim imams. Didn't they have the dancing gay imams? Did they have the dancing gay imams? And what about the, like, they should have, like, the cross-dressing Buddhist monks and the, no, just nuns? That's the only one? Just Catholics? That's the thing, because the left's bigotry against Catholics is well established. So I got that coming up, the transgender nuns for the L.A. Dodgers, because the left has to politicize and poison everything, baseball, football, basketball. You know, basketball legend, NBA legend Phil Jackson said that he can't even watch the NBA anymore because of the insane politics that have infected, and that's the right word, the National Basketball Association. Pretty amazing stuff. Of course, we'll have the update for you today on the FBI whistleblowers yesterday and the news media's attacks on the whistleblowers. I've been paying attention for a long time. I've never seen the news media attack whistleblowers before. And the Democrats, gosh, they love the FBI. I thought they were the anti-law enforcement, defund the police party, and the, you know, anytime there's a bad pullover in northern Minnesota, the Democrats are all over it because, you know, the Democrat got out and started shooting at people, and if the police should shoot back, then the cops are the bad guys, you know. But suddenly the Democrats have found a police agency at long last that they love. You know what that means? That means the agency has to be corrupt. It's like Macon County line. This is their corrupt sheriff. So they're out there defending their corrupt sheriff. And his name is the FBI and Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland. And they love corruption. We know that. This is a corrupt city that I live in. And the Democrat Party is the much more corrupt party. Much more corrupt party. They're fundamentally corrupt. They're essentially universally corrupt. I can prove that. That's I do it every day, don't I? That's an ongoing thing. Yeah, and here's a headline for you. CNN torpedoes GOP witnesses ahead of hearing. Yeah, because the FBI, you know, they revoked the clearance of one of these whistleblowers like 36 hours before the hearing. And then they tell the media, that little whisper campaign of the media, and they leak them top secret stuff and say, yeah, these are the bad guys, not us. And the media says, well, we are slaves to the state, so we'll publish whatever the FBI tells us to publish. Amazing. Amazing. Nancy Pelosi, speaking of corruption, is working behind the scenes to, to help keep Senator Dianne Feinstein in the Senate for now. You know, they're undermining her all over the place because they want to put the biggest liar in Washington, Adam Schiff, in her Senate seat in 2024. This is a very corrupt thing. And Governor Glenn Youngkin of the Commonwealth of Virginia spoke at a commencement ceremony at George Mason University. You'll never guess what the left did there. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. For a limited time only, get our special offer at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains May 19th through the 22nd. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What will happen to Tucker Carlson? That's a really good question. Now, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking you if Tucker should come back on Newsmax with a primetime show. Millions of Tucker fans are now tuning into Newsmax, and it's the fastest growing cable news channel in America. So vote in the Newsmax poll. Let us know if you want Tucker on Newsmax. Just text Newsmax, and we'll instantly send you the poll. Text OPEN to 39747. That's OPEN to 39747. Let your voice be heard about Tucker. Text the word OPEN to 39747 now. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. They're watching great shows with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greta Van Susteren, Chris Plant, and more. Vote in the Tucker at Newsmax poll. Text OPEN to 39747. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst and cancer champion Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. Join our team to help fund game-changing research that saves lives. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over the odds. V is for victory over health disparities. Victory over setbacks. Victory over the unknown. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate to the V Foundation to join our team and help save lives.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul.
100% of donations fund game-changing cancer research. Donate now to the V Foundation at V.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's your name? Now, you know that I have a series of isms about isn'ts. Is that what we call them? When I was at the Pentagon, I've shared with you before, as I was for many years, I picked up the phrase, friendly fire isn't, right? Because, you know, in the military, as you know, friendly fire isn't. That is to say, for Democrats listening along at home and trying to follow, friendly fire isn't friendly. See, it's when your own troops are shooting at you. So friendly fire isn't is the saying in the military. And I came here and started doing radio and have stumbled across a number of these over the years. Like, you know, common sense isn't. Common courtesy isn't. Particularly in Democrat cities and so on. And then, of course, we came up with the Democratic Party isn't. One of our brilliant listeners called in with the feminist movement isn't. We have more transgender stuff today. And children, there's a story out of Texas today, a 12-year-old boy who wants to be a 13-year-old girl. And the Washington Post is all for that. And they're very upset with Texas because they're restricting genital mutilation of children in Texas, very much frowned upon. So the crazy family in Texas, they say they're treating it like it's a natural disaster. And they say they're refugees. They have a go bag. You know, they have a go bag like terrorist attack in Washington, D.C., grab your go bag and head for one of the bridges, things like that. But I'll get to that story. The feminist movement isn't. Where are all the women standing up for when they have men posing as women? And what is the latest one now? It's Adidas. Adidas. A hairy-chested man with a protruding loin who is parading around, prancing around, sauntering and sashaying around in a women's very tight form-fitting swimsuit. And Adidas is selling that to whom? I do not know. But they keep doing this. And again, the Los Angeles Dodgers with their transgender nuns, because that makes sense. And Bud Light, of course, with good old what's-his-name. And it goes on and on. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Except, you know, in the real world, they're not everywhere. Although my best girl and I were out in D.C. at a restaurant last night, and a dude looked like a lady. Let me tell you that, at the bar. I bet the farm. But I came up with a new one because, you know, friendly fire isn't common sense, isn't common courtesy, isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. The feminist movement isn't. And now, the mainstream media isn't. The mainstream media isn't. And again, for Democrats, you see, the mainstream media isn't mainstream. They're saying. The mainstream media isn't. So I'm going to add that to the list of isn't-isms. Is that what we should call them, isn't-isms? Because that's a... It all started with friendly fires. So we got that coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Yes. I've got a story about journalism today that had us laughing in horror this morning. The Democrat Party and the news media, but I repeat myself. Pretty amazing. An amazing story out of the Baltimore area in Maryland about a man who is exercising his Second Amendment rights, and he walks around. He's got an AR-15, right? And he's walking around with his AR-15. And the local news station did a story on it. And this has the so-called journalists at MSNBC very, very upset. Very upset, and I'll explain why. Because we're in deep when it comes to the Fourth Estate, the journalists of the American news media. Not exactly protectors and defenders of the First Amendment or the Bill of Rights or anything that makes sense. All right, let's go to a telephone, Mike. Let's go to Andy calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina, listening on 640 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Andy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I called you a couple times before. One time we talked about the looters getting shot during the San Francisco earthquake. That was a good call. But yeah, I started thinking. My memory hit me a lot the other day about the old lumberjack song from the Monty Python show.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I work all night and I sleep all day. Dress up in ladies' clothing. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And the backup singers kind of remind me of maybe the FBI or the media. They keep repeating it all, and then the song gets more degraded. As he said, he's in women's clothes. He goes to a bar. He wants to be, they don't want to, and they just, a lot of them are like, that's enough. They stop singing a song and they walk away.
Yeah, that's in Monty Python, but that hasn't happened here yet, has it?
I'm going to say it probably has.
Well, for a lot of us. But, you know, but you're a bigot if you stop singing the, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay song.
That's why I'm talking about the whistleblowers. They're like, that's about enough. They start those guys. They kept getting more and more off the wall, and they're like, okay, it's time to stop singing the song.
I like the melding of Monty Python, I'm a Lumberjack, and the FBI whistleblowers yesterday. I think that could be genius, honestly, Andy, because they've had enough, and it's true in the old Monty Python skit, and I see in Michael Piercy's eyes that he has retrieved the Monty Python I'm a Lumberjack song.
I cut down trees, I wear high heel suspendies and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly just like my dear papa. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, a spangle and a bar. I wish I'd been as early, just like my dear papa.
There it is. And, Andy, thank you for bringing Monty Python and I'm a Lumberjack to the show today, because, you know, you gotta have a little more of that in public life, I think. And, you know, here's the thing, Andy. The Democrats have taken I'm a Lumberjack and gone mainstream with it in our culture, haven't they?
Oh, you sure have. And that's what I said, you gotta laugh at it and, yeah, stop singing the song.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, I'm telling you, Andy, thank you, because that's a fun call. That's good stuff. Yeah, and that actually would bring us to Sam Brinton, wouldn't it? To Sam Brinton, because he's an official, now former official in the Biden administration energy department, where he was in charge of the news reports actually say they, because he says, call me they, and the news media says, okay, right? Because that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Pretty amazing stuff. You betcha. That's, we have so many categories. I mean, we've got two separate categories with transgender stuff today in our story sheet because of the Democrat Party. Let's be honest. Non-binary ex-Biden nuclear official Sam Brinton arrested for being, quote, fugitive from justice. Yay, he's a fugitive from justice. He's arrested. Now he's in the can. The former Biden administration nuclear official who was axed last year after they were caught red-handed in a sting. A string of luggage thefts was arrested at his home last week. It was actually this week. It was the night before last. Samuel Brinton, 35 years of age, was taken into custody at their home, meaning his home, in Rockville, Maryland, just up the road from the radio station. At 10 p.m. Wednesday, the Montgomery County Police Department told the New York Post. Brinton is currently in custody pending charges of grand larceny stemming from allegations of stolen property at Ronald Reagan National Airport that the department learned of February 2023, the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority police said. Got a lot of different police agencies. A lawyer for the Tanzanian fashion designer, Asya Kaminson, who is just wonderful. I've seen her interviewed, and she's great. And her clothing is genuinely beautiful stuff. Later told the New York Post the charges were related to her missing suitcase. No kidding. Arrest records show that Brinton, who is non-binary, and a Democrat, and uses they pronouns. I appreciate that it's not they slash them pronouns. We just shorten it to they pronouns. Was arrested. Shouldn't it be were arrested? I mean, if you've got they, shouldn't it be were arrested rather than was arrested? Because was is singular and were would be plural and they is plural. And I still want to know whether they can use the HOV lanes while driving alone in their cars. Was arrested on the 700 block of College Parkway as a fugitive from justice. I love they give the block the address of the thing. Then there's a picture of the dude. Dude looked like a lady, but really not. Shaves his head, has a bushy mustache like he's working in the porn industry, and wears bright red lipstick and a red gown that, you know, if you're playing Queen Isabella in an off-Broadway play, you might wear this dress. Pretty stuff. They, meaning he, are, meaning is, being held at the Montgomery County Central Processing Unit with a no-bond status as they, meaning he, await an extradition hearing, the Montgomery County Police spokesperson explained. Look, they made the spokesperson generic, too, gender generic. The investigation is being spearheaded, can you say spearheaded in 2023, by the Metropolitan Washington Airport's Authority Police. You know how many police agencies there are in Washington, D.C.? I think the government lost count several years ago. Someone claiming to be a neighbor of Brinton and his man friend, Renke, told the Daily Wire on Thursday that four unmarked police showed up. Then how do you know they're police? At their residence, meaning his residence, last night and escorted Brinton away in handcuffs an hour later. First, they had dinner and listened to a little music, watched an episode of Ab Fab, and then they put him in handcuffs and dragged him away. I know, reruns. The news of Britain's alleged arrest comes 1 month after they, meaning he, pleaded no contest to charges stemming from the theft of a woman's luggage at the Las Vegas Harry Reid International Airport in 2022. He also stole luggage from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, another woman's bag that he... The Tanzanian designer had shared images of the MIT grad. Luggage thief, cross-dresser, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, graduate wearing the stolen custom clothing in February. Isn't that amazing? And the nice lady said, Ms. Comison, she she really is great. If you've seen her, you know that. I saw the images, she said. Those were my custom designs, which were lost in that bag in 2018. And again, she was in Washington, D.C. for something that was, it was a business effort, and Sam stole everything and stole her opportunity from, because, you know, she's, you know, he's completely crazy. And while we're at it, the Democrats in Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles Dodgers canceled plans to honor, quote, queer and trans nuns, end quote, after uproar. What, targeting nuns and the Catholic Church and Christians and mainstream Americans? I honestly, where are the cross-dressing imams? I want to have the dancing, cross-dressing, transgender, gay imams event at the LA Dodgers ballpark. That'd be good. The Los Angeles Dodgers have nixed plans to honor, they call it honor, a radical group of queer and trans nuns at their upcoming Pride Night. What are they proud of? Are they, is it proud to be an American? Is there Pride Month for women? I want Women's Pride Month, and then we can observe all of the many contributions that women have made over the millennia, and it would be a wonderful month of honoring women. Following an uproar over allegedly blatantly perverted, sexual and disgusting anti-Catholic heat group, that's the description of the organization, the baseball team announced earlier this month it was honoring the local chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. See, that's a mockery of a sect of nuns, and they're a bunch of men with beards that dress up like nuns and say that they're transgender nuns. And that's okay, of course. I wish you have the dancing tranny Hillarys. Should have a bunch of men come in dressed like Hillary Clinton, you know, with inappropriate bulges and things, and have them in pantsuits, and have them dance around being Hillary Clinton. That'd be fun for everyone, for the whole family, I think. These people, they're not very well, are they? So, yeah, the local chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence with its annual Community Hero Award. They were going to give their Community Hero Award to the cross-dressing transgender men who dress up as nuns, and they thought this was a good idea. Not that there are a lot of Catholic Hispanics in the Los Angeles metropolitan area or Southern California, close to Mexico, you know, who are Catholic. Forget about them. Again, this is, you don't know who your audience is, do you, for a baseball team in Los Angeles, California. The nuns, who have names like Sister to Ain't a Virgin, Sister to Ain't a Virgin, Sister Porn Again, and Sister Hallelujah, see, and it's like their porn names, were being awarded. They were getting the award for supposedly, quote, promoting human rights and respect for diversity and spiritual enlightenment, as long as you're not in favor of Catholicism, Christianity, Western civilization, decency, civility, as long as you're against all those. On Wednesday, the Dodgers announced they had a change of heart, they said. So, we are now aware, they weren't aware before, we are now aware that our inclusion of one group in particular, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, this year's Pride Night, has been a source of some controversy. Can you imagine? What a crazy thing. Maybe on Kitty's Night, you should, like, have all the porn industry come in from, where are they, in the the San Fernando Valley, where one of those valleys in California, where they do all that stuff. But that's pretty amazing stuff. So we got that going for you. Yes, we do. And I'm going to have another story for you today, because in the Washington Post, again, they got a story about a 12-year-old in Texas that is planning. He's a 12-year-old boy, and his parents got a problem. So the kid says he wants to be a 13-year-old girl, and the Washington Post has an almost funny story on this. It's really quite tragic. Years from now, the results will be in on all this, and they won't be good. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Bob. Oh, Bob, calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on the WMAL app on Al Gore's amazing internet. Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, hello there, Chris. How are you today? Happy Friday.
Why, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
I'm just sitting outside here on my job mowing on a hill, and you call my name, and I'm like, I got to shut the tractor down because I got to talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for a great job that you do. I love you so much. I've been listening to you for years. And this recent job that you got with the, well, I'm not going to say a job, this recent endeavor with Newsmax is amazing. I've been watching you every night, and I think you do a great job, but I just got to give you one tip, okay?
Yeah, you betcha.
You need to inject more of your comedy into the show, because what you do on the radio, it's just, I love your personality and stuff, and it's like, man, you know, you need to dig it into the audience on Newsmax. They really do a great job.
Well, you're very kind, Bob. Thank you very much. And in fact, that is why they hired me. In all the conversations leading in. You know, the problem is I'm kind of polite, Bob, because I'm from the Midwest, from the Chicagoland area, and for the most part. And I'm a polite person. I'm there with four people, and I don't want to step all over people. And that's one of the things, Bob, is that, it's me and four other people. Here it's just me, of course, right?
Right, right. Yep, I get it. Yep. So the second thing, I know you got to move on, but the second thing I want to get to real quick is, you know, I was talking to your guy there and telling him about, I don't know if you've ever seen the Batman movie, Batman Begins. It stars with one of his characters called the Scarecrow. And what he ended up doing is putting something into Gotham City to break out all of the lunatics from Arkham Asylum. And I just want to say, Chris, you know, what's going on right now with the Democratic Party and everything out there in this world, this is what it totally reminds me of. And I came up with this analogy. It was less than a couple of months after this lunatic got into office. And it's just, I mean, it's not getting any better.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You see that our
cities and really the whole country, Bob, is becoming an open-air insane asylum because of the Democrats. And since you're calling from Chicago, Illinois, I should remind that I'm coming into Chicago on June 8th for a WLS event, a dinner and speaking event and stuff. June 8th, go to the WLS website to get tickets. There are tickets needed. But go to the WLS website to get that. And also, since you mentioned the new show on Newsmax, 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on Newsmax, my latest episode of the Biden Chronicles will premiere this Sunday night on Newsmax as well. You know, Joe Biden falling down and all that good stuff. Yeah, so Newsmax Biden Chronicles this Sunday night on Newsmax. And don't forget to, come and join me on June 8th in Chicago for our next event there with WLS. Thank you, Bob.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Do you want to know what's trending now? You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. No payments and no interest for 6 months. This is a big deal. NetSuite by Oracle has never made an offer like this in its 22 years as the leading cloud financial system. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity across every department. In fact, almost 90% of finance leaders agree that NetSuite helps them reduce manual data entry time. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/advantage. That's netsuite.com/advantage. netsuite.com/advantage.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and SuperDeck stains May 19th through the 22nd. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Be more cyber zen. Get NordVPN. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers, secure your devices from malware-infected downloads, and block access to malicious websites. With NordVPN, enjoy internet without trackers, without malicious websites, without malware-ridden files. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
And I need to update you on the hearing, the FBI whistleblowers yesterday. The media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. And without a corrupt fourth estate, the Democrat Party couldn't get away with the murder they get away with. But boy, do they get away with it. And the FBI yesterday, the whistleblowers came forward, and the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, have been bludgeoning the whistleblowers for the first time, I think, in history. The news media is attacking the whistleblowers. You know, a friend of mine, I was talking to Seton Motley about the whistleblowers yesterday. He said, well, you know, Snowden, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden, the news media didn't like them either. And now there are big differences, of course, because I think that the Snowden and Assange releasing massive unfiltered troves of classified documents wholesale makes the discussion a different discussion. But in reality, the news media, you'd think, would just say, well, we'll take it. Here's all this stuff, and the news media should take it and gobble it up and sift through it and see if there's anything that's newsworthy since it's been made public by Julian Assange or by Edward Snowden. But the reality is the news media came in to the defense of the government and classified documents. They will defend the security state, right? The intelligence community, the people that keep secrets from us, even though we paid for all the programs that they're keeping secret, and we pay for all the people. Our news media.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or chicken.